The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Giant TV is here. Get the ultimate TV experience with Giant Communications. Stream hundreds of channels, plus your favorite local stations from anywhere and on any device. No cable box required. You also get HD, DVR, replay TV, and more for free. Bundle and save with a Giant TV and internet package. So don't wait. Sign up today to start streaming. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
And with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for our high school football this evening on Care Radio. It's Northeast Kansas League play as Jefferson County North plays host to Atchison County Community High School. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts. And Gus, if you remember the last time these two teams played, you're no kid. If you played in that game, you're out of college, you're out of grad school, and you could have your doctorate degree.
I don't know, big Tommy Callahan, right? He could have been a doctor. Yeah, you talk about these two teams and look back at the history. These two teams haven't played since 2010 and then 2011. If you think back to those two games, ACCHS won both of those games by a combined score of 66-6. It's a little different here today. You've got two teams coming both off of big wins in week one. And so for ACCHS, going to be on the road coming off that nice victory over Valley Falls, 44-6. And for JCN, last week, they were able to take care of business as they knocked off Pleasant Ridge 52-8.
Okay, so we're talking about a lot of points. We're talking about a couple of offenses that can put points on the board. Does that necessarily mean we're going to see a ton of points here tonight?
No. I think we kind of talked about it and touched on it a little bit the other night during sports talk. I honestly think that if we see a team get to 30 tonight, that team's going to get the win. I really expect this to be a little lower scoring, maybe a game played between the 20s a little more, and two offenses that are just going to really pound at each other. And you talk about the size for ACCHS, and that's kind of where the difference has been watching these two teams warm up. The Tigers, so big across that front line. They're going to go from left tackle to right tackle, 6'205", 6'2¼", 6'280", 5'10", 200 pounds. And then you got the little guy at right tackle at only 190 pounds. So for ACCHS, they got some big guys up front. They've got the quarterback Bryson Lee back for his senior campaign. And their running backs are going to be Trenton Kimmy, who we are familiar with, and a new face in the backfield, the sophomore, Easton Schlutzbaum. Schlutzbaum coming off a big game last Friday night where he carried the ball 15 times for 156 yards.
Team captains out of the center of the field. They have reenacted the flip of the coin, which has been won by Jefferson County North of the Chargers. Say, give me that football.
Yeah, JCN going to put their offense on the field and, again, looking to build on that 50 points they were able to put up a week ago.
Okay, you and I, when we talk about games and talk about sports and spending time at a car and spending time on sports, look, we agree on some things, don't agree on everything, but I think we both totally agree that these games are won and lost at the offensive line. I mean, the guys in the trenches are where where it all starts and sometimes where it all ends.
Yeah, you talk about the big guys in the middle. We touched on it a little bit a minute ago about the size for ACCHS. But you also talk about for JCN, they're going to put a lot of experience along the front line. You've got juniors, R.B. Tweed, junior Elijah Huff. You've got junior Grant Furman. You've got senior Mason Knoll, and then Abraham Knoll is only a sophomore. So a lot of experience across the front. Again, I expect two teams to really put up some offensive numbers here this evening.
Jefferson County North is going to put its kick return unit out on the field, and they're going to have a duo who are going to go back deep. It's going to be Grady Knoll on the near side. It's going to be Connor Kearns on the far side. ACCHS can set to put a total of the football. Their kicker is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Trenton Kimmy, we will be talking about him a lot tonight. 6'1", 185 pounds. And if you look way down the Tigers roster over here, guys, there's some seniors, but, man, they also have a lot of underclassmen. Jefferson County North is going to be going from right to left across your dials. If you're familiar with the layout here, it'll be from north to south. We are on the east side looking directly into a beautiful Kansas sunset. And for the first about quarter of the ball game, we'll be contending with that, but it'll be just fine. We're set to go, and I hope you enjoy it. The advance, the kick's away. It's low, it's short, it's bouncing in the pass at the 30-yard line, and can't get much on that. And sometimes, guys, I wonder if that's not on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to kick to the deep guy, and that time, honestly, I think you just maybe put a little too much behind it, knock that thing out of bounds. And so, for the Tigers, it didn't take long to get their first penalty of the evening.
And for JCN, it's going to be a really nice field position to begin their initial possession of the evening. First and 10. Happy to have you along with us. Tons of games going on around the Carlisle area. We'll try to keep you abreast of some of those scores as the evening wears on and things start happening. But to begin things, it's going to be Carson McAfee. He's going to be wide to the left side, single receiver, and Ethan Knoll is going to be wide to the right side. And quarterback Blake Fowler will have a single running back in the backfield with him. That's Grady Knoll. Motion will go to the left from the wing position. He'll slow up, and here's going to be the pitch. He'll race to the left side, trying to get to the outside across the 35, and kind of got a bounce along the near side up around the 40-yard line. Nice little quick carry on the first play of the game, and Grady Knoll is going to get 5 to start things. Jefferson County North in the home. Kelly Green, jerseys and helmets, black pants, white and black. Lettering and trim, and for the Tigers, it's a traveling white jersey. Black helmets, black pants, orange lettering and trim. Again, they're going to go with a very similar set. Again, it's almost like a double wing offense. You got wings on both sides, receivers wide out to each side, a single man to the backfield again with Fowler. On a second down and a 5 for Jeff North at their own 40-yard line. This time it's going to be a straight-ahead run, getting through the initial contact and getting stacked up a yard short of the first down. Grady's going to get credit for 4. Gus, they burst through that big line real quickly. But, man, the second line of defense was there very quickly to close that up. So it's going to bring up now for JCN, their first third down of the evening. We're only a half a minute into the ball game. And for Jeff North, they're going to make a substitution, bringing big tight end Andrew Baker into the game. Andrew is a big guy, only a sophomore. They race up to the line of scrimmage. It's a third down. One calls the 44-yard line. Running back is going to be now to the quarterback's left. Fowler with a very long count. Moving on the right side. That's going to cost the Chargers 5.
So for JC in that time, trying to race up over the ball. They were going to go on a little bit of a quick count, but instead of going on a no count, they went on 1, and the tight end just got a little ahead of himself. Cost him 5 yards. Back it up for 3rd and 6 now for JC on their first possession.
That's a whole nother ball game, right? 3rd and 1 is one call. 3rd and 6, that can be a real drive stopper.
Yeah, and the problem is you're backed up to your own 39-yard line, so you're, you know, not exactly looking at 4-down territory right here.
They'll take that big tight end out and go back to their original offensive sets. And McAfee this time wide to the right side. They're going to have Manville to the right. They're going to go trips to the right side. Single man wide to the left. Sideline to sideline with receivers for senior quarterback Blake Fowler on the second down or third down and a half dozen. Very long count, snap back, waist high. He's rolling right, looking right, chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to run. He'll get hit at the 40. The ball pops loose, and JCN very alertly leaps on top of the ball, but the ball was dislodged. Somebody came in with a shoulder and knocked that ball away, and that thing looked like it laid on the ground for a really long time before anybody realized it was out.
That time, Dalton Damon, the defensive end, comes up, makes a big hit, put a hat right on the football. Damon, 5'10", 200-pound senior defensive lineman for the Tigers. And now that'll bring up a fourth down. ACCHS is going to send two back in return formation. You're going to have, what, Ty Crossland is going to be back there, and it looks like Justin Besser.
They're expecting a short punt from Ethan Nolan, and it is going to be a line drive. Air return to a cut of the knees at the 40, up the middle of the 45, 50, and stumbling forward across midfield and into JCN territory at the 47-yard line. That was a full-speed run by Justin Besser, because that's a risky play. Carson McAfee making the tackle. That's like that center fielder who runs in and has to make a decision. Do I let the thing hop and take it on a bounce, or do I dive for it at his laces? He dove for that ball. If it gets by him and he touches it, that could have been a problem.
And so for the Tigers, they're going to have excellent starting field position across midfield, and they will mark this thing down at the 40, let's call it 6-yard line.
Bryson Lee, the quarterback for Atchison County, takes the snap, keeps it himself, goes straight ahead, breaks across 45, down to the 40, picking up a first, down to the 35-yard line as he angles to the left side.
Right there, ACCHS not being too cute with the first play of the game, just get behind that big offensive line, power forward. Connor Kearns with the stop right there from the free safety spot, but again, 9 yards downfield. Tigers set up with the second and one, and I know this is your favorite call, but it might be a little early to get cute on second and one.
Yeah, and it's even a short one. I thought he'd been gotten enough for a first down, but apparently no. So on the second down short, high snap, quarterback is back to throw, fires a screen to the right side, and that is well diagnosed and broken up on the right flat. Cameron Siever, a tremendous job defensively. He saw that developing. Gus, the pass over there to Vester was high and floating and slow and just took a long time to get there.
Yeah, and I know how much you like the screen pass, and especially on a second and short type play, but that time just never really developed over there. They hung the pass on the right side. It's going to be incomplete and stops the clock with 9:49 left here in the first quarter.
Give me a screen over the middle, not out of the flat like that. Second down and very short. This time they'll hand off, and a straight-ahead run is going to be close. He needed a yard, and he looks like he got it, but not much more. He's running back Easton Schletzbaum with his first carry of the day. Tackled by Braden Williams for Jeff North, and the Tigers will advance the sticks. That's our first down of the game.
Yeah, Braden Williams doing a great job from the defensive end. That time he just pinches down and really stopped Easton Schletzbaum from picking up much yardage in the middle. But Easton using that almost 6-foot frame to power forward and pick up the first down.
Lee is your quarterback, and Schletzbaum is going to be in the backfield. Three to the right and one to the left as the Tigers with the first down. Penalty markers are going to stand. They're going to blow the play dead. That would typically tell me that somebody had encroached, but we'll see the officials picking up his flag and looking across, and let's see what the call is going to be. And it's going to be offsides on the defense. So the Tigers, whose offense looks like it's starting out pretty quickly already, is going to get a little benefit here. And the first and 10 becomes first down and 5 for Atchison County. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter here at Winchester, Kansas. Jefferson County North and Atchison County Community High School in the early moments. Tigers move the ball in the scoreless game. They have it first and 5 at the Charger 31-yard line. This time they're going to switch that lineman up and go 2 left and 2 to the right. Lee takes a snap, helmet high, rolls right, looking, and throws it into the ground. And he did a good job of just chucking that ball. The pressure was on. Andrew Baker was looking him squarely in the eye, and he said, I'll throw it kind of toward one of my guys, but safely into the ground.
Yeah, Andrew Baker, the big sophomore, came off the left side that time, got right into the face of quarterback Bryson Lee. And on that boot pass, you need a little more time for that play to develop. Great job by the quarterback, though, Bryson Lee, to just fire that thing into the ground and live for another play. It'll bring up second down.
Now the Tigers are going to go wing to the right side, 2 to the left, couple of tight ends in it. Apparently a running formation, and a quarterback's going to keep it himself, fakes into the middle now, backs up, trying to get around the edge, will cross the line of scrimmage, and with a great second effort, maybe very close to the first down. In fact, got to say he walked a tight rope, gets inside the 25, and will pick up a first and 10 for Atchison County. So the Tigers are going to move the chains. 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. The scoreless game early on. Jefferson County North is going to shuffle players around just a little bit. And checking into the defensive lineup now is going to be Abraham Noel. Some young guys on that JCN team. Abraham, another sophomore. Tigers, first and 10. Hand off over to the left side. They're going to sweep in around the edge. Pick up about 5 yards. Easton Schletzbaum. And another markers on the ground, Gus, is Calvin Manville. Coming up from the strong safety spot, makes the tackle. We'll see what the next flag here is going to be all about. And Tigers will be guilty of the penalty this time. They're going to call it a hold. Beautiful, beautiful field here at Jefferson County North High School. Because the field always seems to be in great shape, but here we are, week two of the year, and it's never going to look better than it does here tonight. Just spectacular. Still a lot of sun in the eyes of all of the fans here. Well, let me change that. The home fans on the east side, sun in their eyes. The Tiger fans who have traveled very, very well here tonight have the sun at their back, and they've got the better view right now in this game. The penalty is going to make it a first down 20, and we've got motion, and that's a penalty because the motion man, the jet sweep guy, if you will, cut up a count too quickly.
Yeah, and I think that might have been a problem where the center just didn't get that snap off in time because you talked about it. The motion man starts upfield, the wide receiver started, the right tackle was starting to pull out, and you could tell that was going to be a run around the right edge, and it was all of a sudden none. The Tigers going to cost themselves 5 yards, and that's another five. It's first and now 25.
First and 25. They have gone backward. They're all the way back out now at the JCN 38-yard line. Still scoreless in a ball game at 8:40 to play in the opening quarter. And again, two to the left and two to the right for the Tigers. You would think it's a passing down. We'll see what they do. They've run the ball well. Quarterback is back to throw. The blitz is on. He's in trouble. Rolling left. Now throwing downfield late. Has a man. Did he make the catch in bounds? He pulls the ball down, and they're going to say he's gotten it. It is complete inside the 20-yard line. In fact, he is right short of the first down marker by a yard or so.
At time to tight end, Matt Worley did a great job on the far sideline of being able to get his foot down in bounds. Talking about first and 25, well, now they're looking at second and two for the ACCHS offense.
How good is it when you've got a 6'2" tight end who can go up like that? He's a great basketball player and made a basketball move to go up for that one. Second and a pair. 23 yards on that pass play. Here's the quarterback going to keep it himself. Makes a very late forward pitch. Shouldn't have probably been a forward pass. It's going to be good for the first down inside the 15.
Yeah, Tigers got away with one there, right? If you look down the field, you've got your left tackle about 15 yards down the field blocking because, again, he thought that was just going to be a zone read, and instead it was a forward pitch for a pass. So it's a little push pass, I guess, if you will. It would net the Tigers the first down and keep the clock running 8.5 minutes left here in the first quarter of play.
First and 10, Tigers just outside the 10-yard line. Little movement to the backfield, no call by the official. The handoff is to Schletzbaum, and he will pick up minimal yardage. Maybe one, giving the 10-yard line on that carry.
Zachary Toole in there to make the stop for JCN. Zachary, a junior, defensive lineman.
Grant Furman's going to come now into the defensive alignment for Coach Schneider and the Chargers. Inside eight to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless ball game so far, but Atchison County in its first possession of the game began it with a really good field position and have been moving it downfield. They've been slowed a little bit with some penalties, but have not had that drive stopped yet. Running back is going to shift over to the quarterback's left hand. He will keep it himself. QB will boot to the left side. Follow that, blocks from the left, from the running back, gets to the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown Tigers from 10 yards out. That's Bryson Lee. And ACCHS, with 7:31 to go in the opening quarter, has broken out in front, scoring on their first possession of the evening.
And right now they're finding out that the quarterback running the ball is basically their best offense right now. What they're doing is taking Bryson Lee, running a lot of read option, letting him kind of find out where the hole is, and that time just bounces off the left side, follows some good blocking over there. Give Tyler McCray and Canyon Toll a lot of credit leading in on that touchdown.
Bryson Lee doing his best Johnny Rogers as he goes around the left side, and Tigers are going to go for two for the point after Everett. Snap back, quarterback will keep it. This time he'll go to the right side. He'll lean and twist, stretch the ball out. He's in. The two-point conversion successful, and we've got a timeout of the field. It comes here at 7:31 to go in the opening quarter. We're in Winchester, where it's ACCHS 7, JCN nothing.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Cool. It's great to have you back with us here on CARE Radio this evening for high school football week two of the Kansas season. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts and the people here at JC and Gus, always very gracious and generous hosts of a set up here today. And a fresh coat of paint on the old media facility here. So how good is this? But what now, those JC and fans want is for their offense to, after its first possession, not successful, like to see that offense come out. And they were so strong last week. Tigers with an 8-0 lead. And set to kick it away. It is going to be a low end-over-end kick, bouncing at the 25, picked up at the 22. Up the left side to the 30, dancing his way near the 35-yard line. That was a very nice return up the left side for JCN. And the Charger offense, that was a Grady Knoll return. The Charger offense is going to come out on the field for its second appearance tonight.
Yeah, the first possession we saw JCN struggle to move the ball, had a fumble, were able to recover it, finish out in a punt. But again, I think, you know, the early on, you're just trying to fill out the other team, kind of figure out what's going to work for you. And at the 7:25 mark, JCN huddles up. And, again, you talked about looking for possession two of the evening.
With that in mind, Ethan Knoll is going to go wide to the right side. They're going to put Manville in the slot. Wide to the left is going to be McAfee. And running back in the backfield, Connor Kearns. Grady Knoll, or rather, Blake Fowler is your quarterback. Motion to the right side is going to be Kearns. Long count. QB's back to throw. Looks right, throws right, hits his man out of the backfield. He's going to be hit and dropped short of the line of scrimmage. You spread that out, but the Tigers, with outstanding lateral pursuit, were able to make that stop. And it's going to pick up a second down and 11. For Jefferson County North, they're wanting to throw the football, although, if you'll remember way back to the initial carry of the game, the initial play of the game, they ran the ball pretty well in that first one. See if they elect to go back to that much here on the second and 11, call up their own 34-yard line. And again, it's going to be McAfee wide to the left side. Blake Fowler, senior quarterback. Long, long count, takes a snap, right at the shoulders, back to throw, a little bit of time, has a man open, and it's going to be overthrown and incomplete into the left flat. The ball lands on the ground up around the 40-yard line, and it'll bring up now for the Chargers a third and 11. Gus, I know we kind of, some of the fans who listen to us on a regular basis are going to think it's a broken record thing, but passing the ball is really good when it works. We got a marker way down. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Atchison County.
So it's going to be a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against ACCHS, which, again, the dead ball really doesn't matter. It's going to net, though, JCN a first down, and that penalty marker came way back from the white hat at about the, what, 25-yard line? So
my point was going to be just throwing the ball, and if you're unsuccessful, the opponent is going to get it back with very little time having elapsed, as those possessions can be under a half a minute. And until this penalty cropped up, the Chargers were going to be concerned about just that kind of a circumstance. But the penalty is going to take the ball all the way up to the 49-yard line of their own. And it'll be JCN. Ball first and 10 at their own 49. 8-0, Tigers in front. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. They have them stacked up at the back. Now there's some confusion on the JCN offense. They're switching players side to side, and that's just not going to work. And Coach Snyder wants a timeout. He's not real satisfied with that. We're going to take a break. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter in Winchester. It remains Atchison County 8, Jeff North, nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. This is Northeast Kansas League high school football game, the second week of the season. These two teams coming into the contest tonight, each of them 1-0 after a couple of extremely impressive first possessions, or first games. And each team has had a couple of possessions. Now the Tigers have had one and scored on it. JCN in his second possession of the game. Now, after coming out of the timeout, the Chargers are going to go 3 to the right and 1 to the left. Kind of a familiar set for them. We've seen this quite a bit here early in the game. Motion is going to come to the left side, which is the wide side of the field for quarterback Blake Fowler. Takes a snap, wraparound handoff to his running back in front of him. Penalty marker sail, and the tackle is going to be made for a loss of a couple of yards. And a second penalty comes down at the point of tackle.
Yeah, so I feel like we're probably going to have offsetting penalties right here. It looked like you're probably going to have a hold in the box. And then I feel like we probably also had a face mask right at the point of tackle. So most likely offset and replay the first down. It's been a lot of penalties early on for two teams that, you know, are in the upper half of this conference.
Yeah, two teams who, you know, if you listen to the statewide pundits, we're saying that both of them are considered to be upper echelon teams around the state of Kansas, and they were playing a little more like week one, but still week two, still early on in the season, but they'll get this stuff all ironed out. Look at the call from the crew here.
Chop block against JCN, personal foul, face mask, JCN. So the chop block is declined, and they're going to take the personal foul face mask and back them up 15. So,
see, and had I thought the face mask been, I thought it would have gone the other way maybe.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that I saw the running back's head go down, but they're going to say when he reached out to stiff arm that he pulled that face mask towards him. And I'll tell you, as a back, though, you don't see a whole lot of guys that do the stiff arm anymore, but that is one of those things that you can get a good thumb. When you go to stiff arm, you hide that thumb behind, and you can really move that head.
Do pops teach you that?
Yeah, it's not a penalty if they don't call it.
So the penalty is ultimately going to push this football back and leave Jefferson County North looking at a first down, and I want to call this about 21.
How many times have we had first and 21, 20, 25?
No, yeah, more like 26. Back to throw. Here's Blake. Setting up the screen. Over the middle, it's going to be caught. 30. He's got room at the 40. Slows down, cuts in the middle of the ball, pops loose, and the Tigers have taken it. He slowed down, tried to reverse a little bit, and cut back into the middle. And as he did that, the ball sprung free. They're going to unsack him because I think the Tigers were underneath this, and they were.
Yeah. What happened was after that ball shot loose, Bryson Knoll was right there, and it just kind of kicked into Bryson Lee. It kicked into his midsection, hit the ground, and so for JCN, their second possession of the day, is going to end in a fumble. So a tough turnover right there for the Chargers.
And for Atchison County, its second possession is going to begin again with excellent field position, this time across midfield. They're going to go first to 10 at the Jeff North 43-yard line, leading already in the ballgame 8-0. Still 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. That clock has not run much because all of the stoppages are playing, all of the penalties. Quarterback's going to take the snap, and again, he's going to sweep to the left side. This has been what the Tigers have done most of the game, and diving, and now the ball pops loose, and they're going to say it was down. It is. So the ball is down as Bryson Lee comes to the ground, gaining about 2.
At that time, he's going to be tackled by Grady Knoll, the outside linebacker, junior over there. But right now, you're seeing the game plan early on for ACCHS, and I don't mind it, right? Run behind big Tyler McCray at 225 over there in Canyon Toll, the big 205-pound senior.
And isn't what you're doing here, and this is kind of an old football coaching ploy, you lure them in and finally get those guys cheating up and trying to step up a little bit on the outside, and then you look
at the
field.
The problem is you can't bring too many guys down into the box because you have good over-the-top threats with Matt Worley and Trenton Kimmy out here.
Easton Schletzbaum in the backfield. And now the pitch is going to go to the jet sweep to the right side. Schletzbaum with the lead block to turn up the corner, cutting downfield, and to go inside the 35-yard line. We have another penalty.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty right as they tried to turn the corner. That time for ACCHS running the ball was Justin Bester, the junior, but we're going to have a hold against the Tigers. So it's going to be all for naught.
So many penalties, and that's probably the most frustrating thing, and for me, and I can't even imagine for the coaches, is that the penalties that we've seen tonight are very elementary plays, very elementary penalties, holding, and things like that that, you know, you'd like to think you weren't going to let happen to you.
Yeah, and those are things that, you know, mental mistakes are one thing, and that's your offsides and things like that, your procedural issues, but these are penalties that, you know, usually you see later on in the ball game, guys that are holding because they're tired and things like that. You shouldn't be seeing them this early, and I think that's one of the things that will always frustrate a coach.
Trenton Kimmy is going to be the wing on the near side on the second down and 11 call. Now he's turning upfield, and everybody but the center went. So the Tigers will cost themselves five more. Now, there's a procedural penalty you're talking about.
So instead of second and five, or second and 10, excuse me, the Tigers will now be looking at a second and 15. So,
well, it's going to go back just across midfield now. I've got to get this thing down to inside the 35-yard line.
Right now, it also feels like the Tigers are using different cadences, right? They're going on one. They're maybe going on a silent count. Right now, it's just kind of confusing your center. Again, just go on one until you get everything, you know, on board. But right now, the Tigers looking at the second and 15.
Quarterback is going to play action, keep it himself. Now reverse field, picks up a block, going to be hit in the backfield, and the pursuit is there, and he's going to be buried, and he's going to lose Gus. What do we got? 5, 10, 13, 14 yards as both Tweed and Williams combine, and JC and cut off the outside on that sweep that he was looking for. He reverses his field, and the pressure was there, and he just was going the wrong way.
Yeah, the Tigers, again, I think, just kind of a broken play, right? Everybody went right. The quarterback stops, tries to go left and right there. Great job by Braden Williams and R.B. Tweed, the junior out there. And now the Tigers going to take the long walk over to the sideline, get the call from the coach, because right now at the 4:05 mark, Alex Thornburg probably really wasn't planning on third and 23.
Got a quick kick in the butt?
Be a terrible idea right now.
Here it is, third down and number 20. Back to throw. Deep drop for Lee. Steps up in the pocket. Pumps. Pulls it back down. Rolls around to the left side. Now look at downfield. Throws. He's got a man open. Caught at the 40. And he's going to maybe pick up that first down. Down the left sideline and bumped out of bounds. And it's going to be tackled by Calvin Manville. And again, who do you go to? Your big tight end, Matt Worley, again.
You know, and I really like what Bryson Lee is doing. He's got good communication out there with Matt Worley, and he's throwing the ball short because he's trying to throw Matt Worley open. What that means is he throws the ball short. Worley's looking at him the whole time. He can come back and make that reception and then pick up the first down. Nice play right there by the Tigers, and, you know, Alex Thornburg pulls another rabbit out of the hat on a third and long.
Tigers continue the drive, first and 10. Straight ahead run this time. Off the left tackle, dragging defenders inside the 30. Could have picked up about 4 yards down to the 29-yard line. Abraham Noel with a stop for Jefferson County North. Down to 3:20 to go in. The clock now rolling a little bit here in the opening quarter. 8-0, ACCHS in front. Checking into the lineup, we're going to have Zach Toole and Trevor Kelly for JCN. Second down. And we're going to go long seven here. Tigers, one possession, they've scored. Only their second possession of the game. And Lee's back to throw again. Pumps once, throws. Man wide open to the flat. It's going to be caught, and the tackle's going to be immediate. But it's going to be a gain of a couple of yards. Defense did a good job of not allowing the advance of the ball by Justin Vester. And Ethan Noel was right there to make the stop on the play. Tigers now looking at a third down four. ACCHS, they come out over the ball. It's not like the old Lenny Dawson, and you line them up and get them in a little huddle in the backfield. The linemen are all across the line, standing there. Play gets telegraphed in from the Tiger sideline, and then they set up the skill guys, if you will, and away they go. Twins, short side. QB will keep it. He will sweep wide side. The outside coverage is there, but now he's going to cut inside, take it down to the 20-yard line, and pick up a first down. That's a nice run.
That time it looked like Grady Noel, the outside linebacker, was going to be able to hem that thing in, but ECC had just brought Matt Worley, their tight end, and he came around, was able to kick Grady out, and Bryson Lee doing a great job of ducking inside, picking up the first down. And with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter of play, the Tigers are looking at a first and 10. It's outside the 20.
That was a good indication of a nice running back when maybe the play's not going the way it was drawn up, but you see what the blocking is, you know, and you follow those blocks and pick up what you can. And in this case, it was a Tiger, first and 10. So Atchison County at the JCN 21-yard line. We're in the last 2 minutes of the opening quarter. Motion will go to the left side. QB reaches way up, pulls the ball down, and the ball is on the ground, and JCN has it. There was a handoff error between the quarterback and the running back. I think he was trying to maybe pull it back out, but Jake Carlson was having none of it for JC, and he just swarms on that loose football.
Yeah, Jacob Carlson was coming up from his linebacker position to make a play on the ball, and all of a sudden it ended up like right about his face mask shoulder pad. He was able to pin it, get to the ground, and a tough break for ACCHS on a possession where they were able to overcome some big penalties. this one will end in a fumble. So for the Tigers, they'll also fumble away their second possession.
I don't think this has gone exactly according to game plan drawn up by either of these coaches so far tonight. We're down to the last minute and a half of the quarter.
First quarter, we're playing it between the 20s.
This is right. Pretty much. Here comes Jefferson County North, first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Fowler will take it. Hand off, a little misdirection. Sweeping around to the left side, 25, crossing the 30, picking up the first down at the 33.
Bryson Lee comes up to make the stop for ECCHS. Connor Kearns with the run for JCN.
That was a well-conceived play. I think that the Chargers had shown other plays often enough out of that alignment that the Tigers maybe anticipated a little bit on defense and have them give him some room.
Yeah, it's a very nice little just underneath counter handoff.
First and 10, Chargers. Again, the long count for Blake. He's back. Flyers went over to his running back out of the backfield. Right side, he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Matter of fact, short of the line of scrimmage, lose a couple of yards. And tell you what, Justin Vesser was not tricked by that at all. And no one had picked him up.
Yeah, Vesser did a great job of just turning his shoulder pad sideways, knifing through and making the hit on the play. A loss of two on the play. Let's call it second and 12 now for JTN.
Chargers are going to come out over the football and all the way to the near sideline. What Jeff North does is quarterback Blake Fowler comes over, has a face-to-face conversation with head coach Jeff Schneider, gets the play, carries it in, and then calls it via audible to his team. Second down, a dozen. Snap back, perfect. Back to throw, lots of time. Going deep, has a man double covered, and the short man picks off a short pass, and it's going to be intercepted by the Tigers at the 50-yard line by Creighton Bowerly.
Yeah, Creighton Bowerly was able to just kind of sneak underneath that and make the interception. So, again, for JCN, possession number three will end in an interception. Now that's two turnovers tonight for the Chargers.
And these two teams kind of handing the ball back and forth, and all the while, clock's running along now, and we're down to what will be the final play of the opening quarter. Tigers have the football, first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. Here comes ACCHS. Long count. Lee will take it. Hit in the backfield, pulls away. Hit again, pulls away. Drives to the left side. Got back across the line of scrimmage. Picks up about a yard, and Ethan Ohl will make the tackle that ends the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the field here at Winchester, Kansas. After one, ACCHS 8, Jefferson County North, nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us here on CAIR Radio, KAIRFM Horton. And tell you what, guys, interesting first quarter, not particularly well played. The Tigers are going to be happy to have a 7-0 lead, but both coaches are not going to be happy with how things went for them.
Yeah, I think both coaching staffs are going to look at this first quarter and say too many penalties, too many mental mistakes in the early going. And for JCN, they're going to look at the first quarter and be glad it's over. They had three possessions. Two of those ended in turnovers. For ACCHS, they're starting their third possession here, and the first one was a touchdown, then they fumbled on their second one. So, for the Tigers, maybe a little more luck, but not a whole lot. And right now, this game has been about what we anticipated, except maybe a few more penalties. Game being played in the middle of the field, not a whole lot of real action. Nobody just gunning down the big play just yet. Tomorrow afternoon, we got a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium, as the Bobcats out of Peru, Nebraska, make their way to Wilcox Stadium. And Benedictine looking to avenge a loss last year when Benedictine went up to the Oak Bowl and dropped one in a bad way.
Really did. It was not a great outing for them. And I think the coach Osborne and the team are very clearly going to remember that. And I think that they're going to be set on evening that score a little bit. Pre-game here on Gear Radio about 12:30 with a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Ravens Bobcats.
I tell you, I love the cleats on Aiden Lott out there, the center. Bright orange.
Of course you do. Here's the quarterback. Lee's going to keep it himself. He'll start to the right side. Sees a little daylight. Cuts into the middle. Crosses the 50-yard line. And it's going to be a gain of about half a dozen on a first down carry. First and 10. Tigers at the 46-yard line of Jefferson County North.
That time, Ethan Nolan, Jacob Carlson, the linebacker, is able to come up and make the stop on the play. ECCHS was lining up. They were going to run a little option to the right side. But Bryson Lee saw a little bit of an avenue in the middle. Put a foot down. Got forward as much as he could. Sets himself up with third, and I know you don't want to hear this, but third and manageable. It'll be third and four right now for the Tigers.
See what they decide to do with it. Again, a wing to the right side. Quarterback is going to keep a sweep to the right side. Short side, hit in the backfield. Hit again. Breaks two tackles again. Puts his head down. And that's the story of this game so far. The Tigers moving the ball after having first and often second contact and being able to elude those defenders.
Well, and right now it's been Bryson Lee. And that's at 6'1", 185 pounds. You know what he does? He gets those shoulder pads down. It doesn't really give you a whole lot to grab hold of. You're trying to grab hold of the top of his shoulder pads. You can't really wrap up around his waist. And so he's difficult to tackle. The Tigers picking up a big first down right there. Keep this possession going.
It is first and 10, Atchison County. Early play here in the second quarter. They're at the JC and 40-yard line. QB's back to throw. Has man open. It's going to be caught over the left flat. 35-yard line down to the 30. And another first down on the catch by Justin Besser. Pushed out of bounds into the far sideline by Jake Carlson. And it is another Tiger first down. A minute into the second quarter, and ACCHS moving the football.
Give some credit right there to the JCN front line, because Bryson Lee had a couple of receivers running deeper routes, and one of those was Matt Worley. But JCN had gotten enough push that Bryson had to check down from the long pass, get the underneath, check down, pick up the first down. But again, they're trying to get a little deeper down the field. Great job by that front line of JCN.
Talking about the front line, four down linemen defensively for Jefferson County North. Looks like your base 43.
Yeah, just a standard 43, and now you're going to get a false start against the Tigers.
ACCHS has had some penalties tonight, but really they've been able to overcome most of them with right after the penalty, they come up with a big play. Typically it's been Lee to Worley. A lot of other games going on around the area. Valley Heights at the end of the opening quarter leads Onega 8-7. So that's pretty good. Second down, 15. Back to throw. Looking, throwing deep, wanting the home run at the end zone, and it's broken up. No, it's caught. Touchdown. That ball was knocked away and then caught on a tremendous second effort by Trenton Kimmy. So Bryson Lee to Trenton Kimmy. How about that? We're going to call out a 35-yard touchdown strike.
That was excellent coverage downfield by JC, and the defender was right there. It was the free safety. Trenton Kimmy went up, had the football, comes down, knocks it off the helmet of the defender, and then is somehow able to recollect himself, make the touchdown reception in the back of the end zone. The Tigers, with their second touchdown of the evening now, looking for the 2 points.
They're going to bring it up to the line of scrimmage, the two-point conversion, Easton Schletzbaum. We've not heard much out of that young man yet tonight. He's in the backfield. Quarterback's going to keep it. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be brought down short of the goal line, and we have a timeout of the field. 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening half. The score now, ACCHS 14, JCN nothing.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas, here in Jefferson County, northeast part of the state, the Northeast Kansas League. And a couple of teams have been in the league a long time, Gus, and every year when these teams are all in this conference are not all able to play one another, there's some controversy. Who is really the conference champion? Sometimes I have teams who have never played one another with a similar record. How do you determine that? Co-champions, whatever. So these two teams who have not played since 11 getting together here today.
So for JCN, getting ready to start possession number four. And right now, turnovers have been kind of the story of the first half.
Yeah, I think penalties and turnovers, I think, have been kind of the name of the game. As Trent Jimmy puts it up on the tee, he's getting ready to put a toe to this thing. Tigers with a couple of return men again. Kearns and Noel, neither of whom is very, very deep. The kicks have not been deep, and this one will be on that same path. It bounces at the 30, picked up at the 25-yard line. Up the middle, it goes to the 35-40, hurdling the 45-yard line in a toe tackle away for breaking that. It's up at a 49. Nicely done from the tackle by Trent Kimmy. He saved six right there.
Yeah, Trent Kimmy laying on the ground, reaches up, able to just trip up the return man. For JCN, though, excellent starting field position out near midfield. We're going to mark this thing down at, let's call it the 40, I don't care, 9.
Yeah, that's close enough. 49-yard line, just shy of the midfield mark.
You realize how spoiled we are on Saturdays? All those extra lines.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of nice. Beautiful night here, a little warm at kickoff time. Hardly any breeze at all outside. First and 10, Jeff North. They're going to get their offense rolling a little bit here. And toward that end, they're going to hand off into the left side of the line on the first carry to Grady Noel. Grady's going to weave his way downfield, angle to the far side, get inside the 45-yard line. And he's going to get about 7 on a first down carry. And that's what JCN wants and needs is Cannon Crossland with a Tiger stop. But for JCN, first things first, you need some yardage on a first down play.
Yeah, I like the play right there for head coach Jeff Schneider. Get back to basics, try to make something good happen. It is second down and 3 right now for JCM. But again, make something good happen on first down. Set yourself up with a little more manageable second down.
Ethan Nola's going to be wide to the left side. Twin receivers wide to the right. Quarterback Fowler makes the pitch. Coming to the near side is going to be Grady. He'll turn upfield and get inside of it. 45, get about to the line of scrimmage where he is met very quickly by Trenton Kimmy. And ultimately, I'm not sure there was any gain, maybe a short yard work. Let's go ahead and give him credit for wanting to call it a third down and a long two.
Trenton made a spectacular touchdown catch just a moment ago, and that time came up from that linebacker spot and just stuck the running back right in the hole. 6'1", 185 pounds is Trenton Kimmy, but even all in the line right there, it'll bring up now a 3rd and 7 for JCN. And I think head coach Jeff Schneider, in the back of his mind, starting to figure out if we don't get it here, what's the 4th down play?
Got a bunch of scores we're going to share. First quarter scores from around the area after this play. 3rd down. It's a big one for the Chargers. They need to get a little offensive momentum, but they're going to stay in this one down by 2 scores here. Hand off into the right side, and that's not going to make it happen. Lots of defenders who had pushed through that initial contact. The tackle on the play for no gain, and I'm giving Tyler McCray that one, the big old nose tackle. He was taking up some space.
And I really love what Tyler did right there. He was trying to fight through a center and a guard double team, so what's he do? He grabs over the top of him, grabs the back of the running back, and just pulls him to the ground. They're going to give him a short gain on the play. Let's call it 4th and 2 long yards, something like that right now.
First quarter scores around the area, Horton and McLeod. Exactly what you expected. They are scoreless. You've got Axtell leading Hartford 30-0 at the end of the quarter. Hang on, more scores to come, but JCN is going to leave their offense out on the field on a 4th down 2 at the Tiger 43-yard line. Big call here, motion to the left side. Fowler's going to take it. Marker's down, or what happened? Yeah, we got a marker down to
delay
the backfield.
Game.
Sure is. That's a bad one.
It's one of those things where you come over to the sideline every time, and I think Jeff, again, wasn't thinking one play ahead, and he wasn't sure whether he wanted to what exactly he wanted to do. And now, with a 4th and 6, he's going to leave his offense out on the field, and I honestly think he's going to stick with the same play.
Interestingly enough, the offense stays out there. Now the ball is close to midfield.
They're going to pump with Ethan now. He's going to drop back a little
bit. There he goes.
He was at like a 7-yard drop on the punt.
Ethan standing just outside his own 40-yard line. Beautiful snap. The kick's away. That's a magnificent kick. Goes to the return man at the 11. Penalty marker sail. Up the right side to the 20, to the 30. All that returns for nothing, Gus. It's coming back as Justin Vester makes a nice run, but a marker way away from anything who's going to take it away.
Yeah, the marker's going to be on the near side, and the return went to the far side, but it's going to be about the 27-yard line or so, and they're going to back this thing up, a block in the back against the Tigers. So,
other scores from around the area, Perry. We're going to be down there and watch Perry LeCompton soon. They are leading Riverside 14-0 after one. Speaking of Perry, we're going to be seeing Perry and Atchison High, and the Phoenix lead Sumner 13-8 at the end of the opening quarter. You've also got another NEKL game going on at Guy Galley Field, and at the end of one, Jackson Heights in front of the Ravens 14-0. And to round out conference play, it's Troy up on Valley Falls 13-0 after one. For Valley Falls, guys, you got to understand, they're just trying to get back into that 11-man game for the first time in quite a number of years. That's an adjustment.
Try to get back into the whole flow of, you know, you finally got everything back and you're starting to figure out 8-man, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, by the way, go 11-man. And it's not easy to adjust like that.
So it will be 1st and 10 Tigers, but they're going to move the ball back. And now on a misdirection play, a little reverse, it's going to get called back because of an illegal block. The carry was up to around the 20-yard line. And so there you go.
For the Tigers, look, some of their best plays have come just right up the middle, right? Just get back to basics, do what you do. And for ACCHS, this is their 4th possession. And honestly, be their first one since possession one where they're getting the ball back, not by way of a turnover.
That holding is going to push this ball back, and they go inside the 15, inside the 10, all the way to the 9-yard line.
It's a half the distance out of a penalty, right? The penalty happened at the 18, so it really turns out to be a 9-yard holding call because you can only go half the distance.
So it is a 1st and 19 for Atchison County from inside their own 10-yard line. They're in front 14-0. With 6:50 to go in the first half. Here's a handoff to the right side. Nothing doing. JCN defense swarms on the football, and there's going to be no gain on the play. Mason Weiser. Nice job in there for Jeff North. One more game, guys. We've been talking about how good Nemaha Central is, and I know there are some college coaches looking at some of the guys up there. At the end of a quarter, they lead Royal Valley. This is not 8-man. 34-0.
Tough to score 34 points in a quarter.
It is not easy to score 34 in a quarter.
The blown by the over tonight.
2nd down and 19. Just inside the 10-yard line still. QB's going to take it. Back pedal, standing at the goal line. Throwing right. That was a BB. He's got a man wide open over there. Caught at the 20. And pushed toward the sideline. Leaps and lunges toward the first down marker. They will say he went out of bounds around the 25-yard line. Carson McAfee with the stop on the play.
And after Bryson Lee let go of that pass, he got lit up pretty well. He wasn't exactly happy. He turned around, had a word with the official. But when it's all said and done, it'll be near a 1st down for the Tigers. They're now looking at a 3rd and 4.
Clock stopping here with 5:55 to go in the opening half. 14-0. Atchison County out in front. And Tigers with 3rd down and, let's call it about 3rd and 3. What do you say? One receiver's going to be very, very wide to the left side for quarterback Bryson Lee. Bryson's been handling most of this himself, and he's going to do it again. Cuts over to the right side, gets a block, hurdles at the line of scrimmage, runs over a defender, getting across the 30-yard line and picking up a 1st down, and the Tigers will maintain possession. Jacob Carlson with the stop over there, but Bryson Lee's a load to try to stop. He let him get a little bit of a head of steam, a little bit of inertia, and at 6'1 and 185 pounds, he's hard to tackle.
Well, and we talked about it. He's not one of those vertical runners, right? He leans forward when he's running, so he gives you less space to really grab onto to try to tackle. He's a typical guy to bring down and a really good runner for ACCHS, and that's why I think that if you're head coach Alex Thornburg, you got to leave the ball in his hands more often.
What you're saying is Bryson would have made a good pullback somewhere?
Good.
Got that lean forward, cover up the ball. 1st down carry. Quarterback's going to keep it on the option. Looks to pitch and pulls it in. And gets back just short of the line of scrimmage. And we've got another marker down.
And that time coming up to make the play, Abraham Knoll for JCN. But the officials over there.
Here's the thing. It is so difficult for a team, for the officials, for the fans, for anyone to get kind of in the momentum of a game and getting that ebb and flow when it has stopped so many times with so many penalties.
Yeah, and this is going to be a five-yard face mask against JCN right at the point of tackle. So they're going to enforce it from the point of the tackle. So it's really going to turn out to be a first and seven.
Yeah.
First and eight.
Yeah. I'm saying seven will work. With 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half, and JCN leading, or rather, ACCHS leading JCN 14 to nothing. Tigers have the football on a second down seven call at their own 34-yard line. And again, quarterback Bryson Lee. We've not seen a lot from Easton Schlitzbaum, the running back. He's been in the block like he stays in now. Quarterback is running, flushed out of the pocket, rolled to the right. It's his man, and his pickoff. Yes, it is. Jefferson County North as Grady Knoll steps in front of that one. And that time, Bryson was rolling and rolling, and it's a little bit hard to throw on the run that way.
Yeah, Grady Knoll had backpedaled, saw the quarterback was going to run out of room, and I think really what happened was he was going to come up and make a play if Bryson Lee decided to throw it or run it. Instead, he threw it, all the momentum going forward for Grady Knoll right there, and a big play for JCN. Because now, they can look for him. We were about to talk about this. They could look for the two for 5:14 left in this first half.
Here come the Chargers in those home green uniforms. And, guys, if they're going to get on the board here in the opening half, probably this possession is when they're going to need to make that happen. Quarterback, no one in the backfield with Blake. Fowler calls signals. Hands off, sweep to the right side, slowing down, and that's the kiss of death. And he's going to be pile-driven into the ground for the loss of two.
That time, Ty Crossland was over there to throw him to the ground. And again, if you're a running back, you're going to leave your feet. You're going to pay the price. And that time, running back trying to hurdle a couple linemen right there. And, well, it didn't end well. Loss of two on the play. It'll bring up now a second and 12 for JCN.
Grady Knoll carrying the ball that time. He was just looking, trying to find a little bit of daylight through there. But, Gus, you know how well we're listened to. We always have fans tuned into the ball game. Well, I just want to mention that Uncle Benny's listening in Texas here tonight. So we hope, Uncle Benny, you're enjoying the ball game. Right now, the Jefferson County North Chargers down a couple of TDs, looking at a second down and a dozen at the Tiger 41. Again, it'll be motion to the middle. And how many times have we had
they're
that?
They're going to get the timeout before the penalty. So.
Good break for JCN as they'll take their second timeout of the opening half. Joseph, we're going to share a break with you coming here at 4:19 to go before intermission with your score. Tigers 14, Chargers nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester. The sun, well, I guess it's pretty much set now. And just a beautiful, clear night here in northeast Kansas. When you talk Friday night lights, this is what you're thinking about right here, nights like this. 77 degrees here in Winchester, Kansas. 58% relative humidity. 77 feeling like 77. The barometer, look at that sky. You know what that means, Joseph. It's rising. 29.78 going up. But I don't think it's going to go up long. If it's going to rain tomorrow afternoon and Sunday like it's talking about, that's going to fall here again pretty soon. Second and a dozen. See where the Chargers have come out of the timeout and drawn up here on the near side. Quarterback back to throw, set up a little screen, and it is going to be caught, but it is ill-fated, a tackle for a loss, and then the ball comes out, and it's going to get out of bounds across the way. But the blitz was on. Quarterback had no time to throw it. Trent, Kimmy, Bryson Lee. They were shooting in. That was a sellout blitz right there.
Yeah, they sent the house. And so what they did, they sent everybody but the safety. The safety all of a sudden took off on a deep drop because his idea was that if the quarterback was going to be able to get that play off, it was going to be a heave, probably looking at something like a nine route. And instead, the Tigers were able to just get up there, get enough pressure on the quarterback. He had to check down to a little flare pass.
And again, he needed to backpedal because if that thing's complete, it's complete for a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. Here comes JCN. It is now third down and 14 in Tiger territory at the 44. Back to throw again. Quarterback steps up. Going deep, has a man open, and it's going to be picked off, intercepted inside the 25-yard line by Matt Worley. He is having a game tonight. Tigers are going to have it at their own 23.
Matt Worley doing a great job of backpedaling and then undercut the route out there. He knew what was happening, and now ACCHS with the football back and 3:18 left here in the first half, plus all three of their timeouts.
Turnovers and penalties have really marked this first half. 3:15 to go before intermission. Tigers have the football, leading it by a couple of touchdowns, 14-0. ACCHS and senior quarterback Bryson Lee. He has been brilliant tonight. Takes the snap. Uh-oh, that's a broken play. Bryson's in some trouble back there, dancing around. He is going to be thrown to the ground at the 15-yard line. And R.B. Tweed got back there. Here was the problem, guys. Bryson turns the handoff to the right side. Running back thought he's probably going to run to the left side. There was a lot of confusion, and there's got to be one of the worst feelings in the world as a quarterback. You turn to hand off the ball, and there's nobody anywhere around you.
Yeah, there's nobody anywhere around you, and then all of a sudden, RB Tweed comes through, and you're like, well, this isn't going to end well. Bryson Lee made his best effort, but RB was a good, solid tackle in the backfield. 2:40 left here in the first half.
Here comes the Tiger offense. Quarterback is going to keep it, hand over to the right side, cutting over the right. Picking up across the original line of scrimmage, back across the 20 up to around the 22-yard line. So he'll pick up a little bit of that lost yardage. Maybe the Tigers for the third down and a dozen. Connor Kearns, the free safety. Now, because this is not your, what you like to call a third and manageable, though.
Oh, the Tigers have played really well tonight from behind the sticks, right? Not too often have we seen either team playing from in front of the sticks. And right now, ACCHS looking at, as you talked about, a third and 12 right now.
Tigers getting the play telegraphed in for the far sideline as we go inside 2 minutes of play in the opening half. Atchison County with a 2-touchdown lead. Receivers, 2 to the left. Tight on both sides, wing to the right side. Single man to the backfield is going to be Schlitzbaum. Lee is your quarterback.
5, 4, 3.
They just get it off in time. QB's back to throw deep. Now steps up in a pocket. He's going to run with it. Hit from behind it. Drug down for a loss. Great, great coverage downfield. Connor Kearns picks up one guy. McAfee picks up the other guy. The third guy is going to be picked up by Manville and Tweed, putting the heat on Bryson Lee.
A little surprised that Coach Schneider isn't going to use that last timeout, and now he is. He let about 8 seconds roll off before he utilizes the third and final timeout.
Joseph, we're going to take it. We'll be back here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, with 1:20 to go in the opening half. Atchison County leading Jeff North, 14-0.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. 1:20 to go in the opening half, and okay, if you're the Chargers, you know, you realize that Atchison County's going to kick it away. I mean, they're not going to go for a fourth and long deep in their territory with a couple of score lead. But what you've really got to do now, knowing that you're going to have no timeouts left, not only do you have to be trying to get a really nice return, but you back got to set up this offensive possession here, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, so right now, JCN is looking at 1:21. The way we've got it figured is they're out of timeouts. And I think you've got to go after the punter right here, really.
Well, for the Tigers, the punter is going to be standing back at the 10-yard line.
Go. You're going to call me crazy right here? If you wanted to fake one, this would be the time to do it. Now Jason kind of bailing those linebackers out because I think they're worried about the same thing.
So punt will be coming from Kimmy. The snapback's a good one. He will advance and kick it away. It is high. Nice kick. It's going to be gotten away from and very smartly by JC, and they're going to let that thing tumble out of bounds. And for the Chargers, It kind of sets up like this. They're going to begin this possession in Tiger territory at the Atchison County 48-yard line, but only a minute 11 to go before the half and no timeouts with which to work.
So let's talk about this. For JTN, this will be their sixth possession of the night, and you got to start looking forward that you're down by two touchdowns. So, you know, figure that you're only going to have six possessions left in the ballgame, so you're going to have to start making good on some of these possessions.
Here comes the Charger offense. They have had their struggles tonight. They've had some turnovers, have not been able to put anything on the board yet. See if they've got something going here. With trips to the right side, which is the wide side of the field, quarterback Blake Fowler will take the snap at the face mask, flared over into the right flat. McAfee's got it at the 50, cuts back into the middle, is going to be drugged down from behind at the 45-yard line. 3 yards in a game, tackled by Tyler McRae, but 3 yards at a time is not going to get it for JC in here before half.
Yeah, that time the big nose tackle was able to get out there and make a stop, a 3 yard gain, and the problem was you ran off about 15 seconds now.
Second down, 7 at the 45. Long, long count. QB back to throw again. Feeling heat, throws it over into the left flat where it's going to be caught. An immediate tackle on Ethan Knoll. Ethan made the catch, but the defender was in perfect position, stopped him for no additional yardage. And Cannon Crossland will get credit for the stop. It'll bring up now a third down and maybe six or seven.
Cannon Crossland, only a sophomore, but I really like what he did right there. He played the outside and pushed the receiver back into the middle of play, not allowing him to run out of bounds.
20 seconds left. Clock rolling along toward halftime. Third down at the 45-yard line. Here's a little pitch, trying the right side. There's nowhere to go. Trying to dance into the middle, and a late penalty marker is going to sail, and it's going to be a offensive penalty.
Yeah, you're going to get a holding over here, and a great job, though. Again, the Tigers are doing a really magnificent job of pinning this play from the outside and pushing it back into the middle. That time it was Matt Worley taking away the sideline.
10 seconds to go in the half. They'll sort this thing out, and we're probably a play away from taking it into the locker room.
Right, college football, you get a 10-second runoff with no timeouts, and we're good to break.
Hey, we got a great halftime coming up. We spoke with on Sports Hook the other day, and they're going to re-share that visit with you, principal at Jefferson County North, Joe Worthington. We're going to just talk about all things Chargers, and so stick around for that. They get this thing all ironed out, and the official will assess the penalty. And it's going to go inside the 50, inside the 45, 43-yard line. And so they only need that 8-yard play? Yeah.
And now you're going to get the clock to run. That's why
you just fall on this thing and just say, I'm done.
You don't even break the huddle.
No, they're not going to it. That's going to do it. It's halftime in Winchester. We'll be back quickly to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room. It's Atchison County 14, Jeff North, nothing.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Happy to have you along with us here this evening on KIT Radio High School Football. On a beautiful Friday night in Northeast Kansas, and as the teams exit the field, Gus, interesting ball game. Not the best played first half of football we've seen.
Yeah, not the cleanest played for sure. We've seen a lot of turnovers, we've seen a lot of penalties, and we are also seeing two teams that are probably thrilled to get to the locker room, the coaching staff, so they're going to have a lot of things to clean up. Look at JCN in the first half. They had six possessions, but those six possessions ended in a fumble, two interceptions, two punts, and we got to half. For ACCHS, they scored on their very first drive of the game. But then, a fumble, a touchdown, an interception, and a punt on their fifth possession. So Tigers have only touched it five times in the first half.
Okay, so review those numbers that you've got here. In a first half that saw two scores, how many punts have we had?
Two for JCN and one for ACCHS, so three total.
Three punts. and of course, the entire first half. Rather remarkable.
But again, you can start breaking down some things when you start looking at these numbers. JC with only 6 possessions in the first half. They're going to have to score at least twice in the second half, figure 3 times to take the lead. Okay? They're going to have to score on half of their remaining possessions and hope that ECCHS doesn't score. So, again, you're starting to get down into crunch time, and you say, well, there's a lot of football left. There's still a half. But you start breaking down the numbers like that, you're not going to get many more touches of the football, especially with the way ECCHS has been running the ball. And I think head coach Alex Thornburg is going to make some adjustments at halftime. I really think you're going to see a heavy dose of Easton Sussbaum and Bryson Lee. We haven't seen Sussbaum a whole lot in the first half. For JCN, they've got to get Grady Noel going. He had a monster game last week against Pleasant Ridge, and I think they're just trying to figure out the best way to get him moving and going here in this ball game. Right now, the Tigers are doing a great job of taking away the sidelines. JCN's going to have to work a little more between the tackles.
See, and I guess for me, I'm a little disappointed. I was looking forward to a couple of running backs who both had huge games last week. We haven't heard much out of either one of them for either team here tonight.
Yep. So,
hey, we'll be back and bring in the second half live here on Get Ready For Right Now. It's halftime at Winchester. Intermission score, ACCHS 14, Jefferson County North, nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Get Radio Sports Studio. He's got some halftime.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Amberwell is only offering one drive-through flu shot event in Atchison this year. It'll be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Their drive-through flu shots are quick and convenient. Just stay in your car, roll up your sleeves, and get protected against the flu. If you can't attend on September 24th in Atchison, they're also offering flu shots at both upcoming Amberwell Community Health Fairs, October 1st in Hiawatha and October 15th in Atchison. Or you can attend one of their drive-through flu shot events in Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, or Troy. Register online for a flu shot event near you at amberwellhealth.org. That website again, amberwellhealth.org. Once again, Amberwell's drive-through flu shot event will be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon in Atchison.
We're visiting with Joe Worthington. He's the principal at Jefferson County North High School and also handles a lot of the AD duties. Joe, it's good to talk to you, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tom. It's good to talk to you, and it's always good to see you.
Speaking of that, we are excited, Gus and I, to be coming down there Friday night as JCN football is going to be hosting a conference opponent. And, you know, these are a couple of teams that people have been talking about before the season. Going to be really good. It should be a fabulous game for the fans.
We are excited. This is going to be a good test for the kids. ACCHS has a quality team, and we feel like we've got one too, so it ought to be a great contest. I know the kids are looking forward to it, and the coaches are too. So this very well may be a game that decides who's league champion.
7 o'clock ball game. Any special events or anything going on tomorrow night?
Oh, we usually have a tailgate going on, so there'll be a tailgate. So if people want to come and grab something to eat, a dinner, they can do that. And we don't have any parents' night or anything else going on yet.
This time of the year, we find ourselves maybe sometimes getting wrapped up in all the football stuff because we love that and broadcast those games. But, you know, as an AD and with a lot of students at school, you have a lot of other activities. It's not all just football. So let's talk about some of the fall activities going on at Jeff North.
Well, obviously we have some of the other sports. We feel like we've got a super strong volleyball program right now, a team that we expect to do great things this year. And we have a strong cross-country team this year, both boys and girls. They also have returned after a very good season last year, and both of them just missing out on state. So we're excited about our kids, the ones that are involved. We feel like we have a high number that are high achieving, and so there's a lot of good things going on. There's also a lot of other activities that we have kids involved with, such as, you know, a lot of our other programs. Won't be long before we start up with Scholars Bowl and We have a lot of other groups, FBLA and so forth, that are already doing things. So we have a lot of kids involved, and that's like we like to keep them involved because they take ownership of the school, and it just makes our school year go better.
As a smaller school, I mean, one of the really cool things is I would suspect that if you went through enrollment, went through the kids who are participating, you've got a high number, a high percentage of students who do these extracurricular things.
Yeah, in the past, we've tallied some of these numbers to look up who's involved, and often I would say 85% of our students are involved with some sort of extracurricular, which is a great number. We'd always like to be at 100%, but we understand there's reasons. But I would say on average we're at 85, sometimes close to 90% of our students are involved in some extracurricular of some type.
You talked about the volleyball team. Expectations for you guys in your volleyball always so high because year in, year out, and last year, a perfect example, just quality program that you've got. You might talk about the coach and how the turnout has been for that team.
Yeah, Dave Schuler, head coach, has done just a fantastic job year after year of continually having a team that is competitive, usually among the top in the league, usually looking at being a state contender. Last year was just a wonderful year. Had a great team. The only thing we really lacked was having enough seniors. We only graduated one senior from that group last year. And they were able to go to state and unfortunately weren't able to make it to the second day. This year we have a bigger contingent of seniors. I would say the team looks to be, I would say, stronger in depth, and we fully expect them to do well, depending on how regionals go. But I know their goal is to go back to state and make it past that first day and go on to finals. So far, they've had a fantastic start. We've had four league games so far, and we've done well. So it should be a good season.
Nice to have a steady, experienced hand like Dave at the wheel of that program.
Yeah, it certainly is. Dave does a great job. I would say this about Dave and also Jeff Schneider, our football coach. They both have great programs. They have high expectations, and they expect to win. But they expect to win also as far as the character of our kids. We just feel like they both do a great job of representing our school and the NEKL League. We expect the best, and our kids usually deliver.
Cross country, who is in charge of coaching those programs? And a lot of schools have trouble getting kids to want to run 2 miles. How's the turnout for that?
Well, I wish it was just 2 miles. It's 3.5 miles, and it's we usually have pretty good turnout. This year, we're actually a little lower than we have been in the past. We have 15 kids out, but those numbers are still pretty good. And Rich Lakey is our head coach. He's been head coach for quite some time. Does a good job of creating enthusiasm for the program. Last year, we just missed out on going to state for boys and girls. They take the top three when you go to regionals, and we ended up fourth in both places. But we're returning a lot of kids. We expect, again, to be looking at the possibility of going to state with either boys or girls. And we have some pretty good individuals, too, in that should do well.
And I guess it's just fun. It's fun to get everybody back together. And the one thing I really want to talk about, we travel a lot. We see a lot of schools. We see a lot of fan bases. And most of them are fantastic. I don't know that any of them are any better than what you have at JCN as far as people who turn out, show up, support the teams and the programs.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to see the support that our community has for our kids. I feel like we have some of the best fans in the state. And you know, they also represent our community wonderfully. And so it's wonderful to have them supporting our kids, going out and being part of those away games, as well as at home. It's a team effort. It makes our teams better. It makes our students stronger. And it's a partnership that we've had at JCN. We feel blessed to have the community we have supporting us.
Joe Worthington, principal at Jefferson County North High School. We appreciate you taking some time out. We look forward to seeing you and the staff and the teams Friday night, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, you bet. And I really look forward to seeing this Friday. And that's just another hat I get to wear now as I guess to be interviewed. So that's excellent.
Don't think it's going to be the last time. It's not.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 60 tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 69. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 51, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s, Sunday, warmer on Monday, with highs in the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas, as halftime continues at Jefferson County North. And the intermission score finds the visitors from Effingham, Kansas, ACCHS 14, and homestanding Chargers nothing. Joseph in the studio, our producer, our engineer, he's just kind of the whatever needs to be done, gets it done kind of a guy. Joseph, we appreciate you as always. Thank you. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts, and oh, by the way, even though the sun has set, didn't you put some brownies out here on the table? It looks like they're just about baked here in the box tonight.
Totally. It's a warm one in the box tonight. Hey, a lot of games going on around the state of Kansas. Some short games as far as road trips, some longer ones. How about Baser at Piper? Baser leading 17-10. That's a pretty short one. But can you get to Junction City from Dodge City?
Eventually.
Because Dodge and Junction tied up at 14 apiece. That's just what you want, right? A long bus ride and then maybe overtime.
Where's it at? And is it at Memorial Stadium?
At Junction.
Oh, at Junction City.
Yeah. Okay. So, Linden, team that JCM fans are familiar with, leading Harrington 48-0 in the second quarter. Trying to get some games that might be a little closer.
I got a couple
more
here.
Relevant.
When you're ready.
Aquinas leads Blue Valley North 14-13. Garden City scored 63 points in the first half. I think they're going to be okay tonight. What you got?
I got Nemaha Central. Let's see. No, wait, that was just that quarter score. It was so big, I thought it was a halftime score. Let's move. Centralia leads Christ Prep 19-0 in the second. Halftime, it's Holton, 21-0. Hiawatha, how about this? Hiawatha leading Jeff West, 20-0 at halftime. At the Guy Galley Field, it is the Cobras leading the Ravens, 24-7. You don't know how curious I am how they got to that 24.
Yeah, well, last week we heard a final 7-3, and we thought it was a touchdown in the field goal.
It wasn't. At the end of the game in Axtell at the intermission, 54-0, and that game is now concluded. And Valley Heights.
Eight-man just does it right, you know?
Get if that. Are you saying that if you don't score in the first half, you're not going to score 60 in the second? Is that what you're saying here?
Exactly.
Valley Heights, by the way, is in front of Onega at the half, 28-7 Onega, another team, much like Valley Falls, is back in 11-man football for the first time in a number of years. So those are some of the other scores going on around the area. I have not yet gotten an update from Amelia Earhart Stadium. Last we had was that end of the quarter score where the Phoenix were in front, 13-8. I got a pretty good idea how that scores game. Actually, for Atchison to be at 13 is stunning because Aiden is a better kicker than that, so something untoward must have kind of happened. So there you go. Both teams have returned to the field now, going through some preliminary warm-ups, and we're only moments away from the beginning of the second half.
If you remember back to the start of the game, JCN won the toss, and they elected to, so often we see teams defer their decision in the second half, they elected to take the football. In JCN's first possession, we talked about it, one of their two punts in the first half for ACCHS, they will get the ball to start the second half, and when the first possession of the ball game went well for ACCHS, that was one of their two touchdowns.
Okay, was the conversation in both locker rooms exactly the same? Could I have just, like, given one and played it in both locker rooms and said the same thing? Guys, just relax a little bit. Quit making the mistakes. Quit turning it over, and you're going to be fine. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the overall mentality in both. I'm sorry, I'm making a note right there. I think the overall mentality and the message between both coaching staffs are probably pretty similar. Clean up the penalties in the second half and take care of the football. For JCN, you start looking at if you could have taken care of the football, you have a few more opportunities to score. For ACCHS, you say, well, yeah, but you're leading 14-0. You are, but you also had a fumble and a punt. So you had two turnovers in the first half that, again, if you turn those into touchdowns, this game might be out of reach. So, again, here in the second half, clean some things up. And the teams, I think the one thing that we can agree on, play between the 20s like we had anticipated.
Community Day tomorrow at Wilcox Stadium as the Benedictine Ravens play host to Peru State, the game that you'll be able to hear, as always, live here on Care Radio. We'll be up there with a pregame beginning at about, oh, I don't know, what, Joseph, 12:30-ish, and the kickoff at 1 o'clock. Well, give you a lot of pregame insights into the game. Great conversation with Raven head coach Joel Osborne as well. We'll talk a little bit about the trip to Des Moines. We're not going to linger on that. We're going to talk a little bit about what the plan is for the Ravens. And the big deal is for Benedictine, I think, us, you know, bounce back, take the positives from last week. Don't dwell on the negatives. And while you want to revenge last year's loss, you don't want to be overwhelmed by that. You just want to come out and do what you do. So we'll see what happens with that one, but you'll hear them tomorrow. We'll be with you here on Care Radio, 1 o'clock kickoff. The Chargers set to put a toe to it, and big 74, Abraham Knoll. Who else wore 74? Anybody you know ever wore 74? Justin Vesser, Ty Crosslander back deep for the return. The advance, the kick is away, and caught on the run at the 22, 5, 30, putting a stiff arm out, 35, 40, hand on the ground, keeping his balance, 42, Ty Crossland. That was well done, and Crossland with a nice kick coverage tackle, or the Chargers, rather, with Hupp with a nice kick coverage tackle. First and 10, ACCHS. An offensive lineman named Wilcox wearing 74 in the day. I don't know if you heard of this guy.
Sounds like he knows a little about football.
Probably knows some things. Creighton Bowerly is going to be wide to the left side for ACCHS as they are set for the first possession of the second half of the two-touchdown lead. Debbie going from right to left across your dial here in this third quarter. Bryson Lee's had a fabulous first half. We'll hand off this time to his running back. And yes, we were speculating how long it would take Easton Schletzbaum to start getting some carries in the second half, and that, I would say about one play.
Yep. Give him the ball on the first down carry. Gained him about a yard on the play. Braden Williams, the defensive lineman, able to come over and make the stop. And for ACCHS, again, I like the play call. Get Easton a little more incorporated in this offense. And, again, take care of the ball, because if you're ACCHS, the overall name of the game is hold on to the football because you don't have to score again. For JCN, so ramp it up a little bit, stop that inside run.
Here's a little jet sweep over to the right side, and it's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Matter of fact, going to be a little short of the line of scrimmage, losing one, and back to the original spot. Third and 10.
Grady Knoll able to come over and make the stop on the play. No gain on the play. It'll bring up third and 9 now for the Tigers. And again, all night, this has been where ACCHS has been. They've been playing behind the sticks, and what we mean by that is they've been looking at second and long, third and long, first and sometimes long, right? They've never been ahead of the sticks to where they've been really manageable all night.
JC and defenders are going to be looking at Matt Worley here on this third down 10. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Rolls right, throws right, gets his man coming out of the backfield, but this time it's going to be caught by Justin Vester, but only for 5 or 6. Well short of the first down. Grady Knoll pushing him out of bounds on the far sideline, and for the Tigers, something else we have not seen tonight. 3 and out.
Oh, you think? I don't know. You're out of midfield. You've been moving the ball well enough. I would keep my offense on the field right here.
See? I'm leaning by a couple of scores, and I think that my defense has shut you out in the first half. I make you play this from inside the 10.
Nope, I'm telling you, this is the right call.
Here we go. The offensive stand out there for the Tigers. A bit of a gamble early in the second half. Just short of their own 50-yard line on a fourth down 3. Snap is high. Quarterback's going to keep it. He is going to pick up the first down inside the 45-yard line. Bryson Lee has been outstanding tonight.
Yeah, and what happened on that play was JCM played a lot of guys up on the box, and Bryson Lee knew that if he could break one tackle, there was no second level. So he didn't really have to fight for yards, you know, 3 through 7, and he was going to be able to pick up big yardage before the safety could come up and make the stop. Nice play by ACCHS. I'll keep the clock running with 10.5 left here in the first half. I like the call on fourth down.
First and 10, and the Tigers are going to keep the drive alive in the early going here of the second half. In JCN territory, QB is back to throw, steps up, eludes the first, second, third defenders, but not the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and he's going to be down losing a yard.
Yeah, that time Bryson just nowhere to go. JCN doing a great job coming up. Ethan Knoll was in there. You're going to see coming off the bottom of the stack Elijah Huff. And so four, JCN doing a great job of getting pressure on Bryson Lee, and for the Tigers, they're going to be looking at second and 11 right here.
And I think they're going to want to let the quarterback to hand this off. Bryson got hit really hard. He's up and okay, but I don't think that he's going to want to run this or maybe throw this on this down. Let's put this in the hands of a running back. What do you think?
Am I wrong about this? The Tigers seem maybe a little more patient to start this second half.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Second down, and we got to call it 11, a little over 10 to go. At the JCN 45-yard line, leading it 14-0. QB will take it. They're going with the reverse. Back over to the right side to penalty sale. A loss of 5 plus a marker on the ground against the offense because that was a no-concede play.
Yeah, that time they tried to do a double handoff. Handoff first time coming this way, and then a little reverse underneath going to the backside, and now you have an offensive lineman down in the backfield. It's going to be a holding against the Tigers. And for JCN, can I tell you? I probably decline this because ACCHS has done really well with second and long.
But here's my problem with that reverse. I don't mind the reverse, and there's the holding call against the Tigers. It is going to be declined. Normally on a reverse, and help me out with this, don't I usually see the first ball carrier go a little further? I mean, they literally hand it to the running back. And if that was quickly, he handed it to the next guy. They didn't let that thing develop or really draw the defense.
Yeah, you've got to sell it out a little longer. So it's going to bring up a third and, let's call it 16.
Yeah. The ball's just at the 50-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, 14-0. Atchison County in front here in Winchester. Quarterback Lee back to throw. Steps up. He's got running room. He's getting to the right side, back into the middle of the field, pulling a defender and finally being driven down to the 40-yard line. That was a nice gain of nearly 10 yards for Lee.
Elijah Huff, the junior defensive end, able to make the stop on the play. And now, okay, you're not going to like this idea. I liked going for it at midfield. I don't mind punting from the 40.
Okay.
Because I feel like now you're 10 yards closer, you really could pin them somewhere inside the 15.
Fourth down and a half dozen. See what the Tigers, they got no. I don't think any consideration for a moment that they are going to punt this football. Quarterback Bryson Lee is going to send receivers, a pair of them, wide to the left side with Trent Kimmy filling in the slot. Very wide to the left side with Justin Vesser. Running back Schlitzbaum on a quarterback's right hand on his fourth down long call. QB is back to throw. The pressure's on. Hit as he releases the ball. It's high, it's wobbly, it's deep, and it is off the fingertips of the intended receiver down to the 10-yard line. Tell you what, guys, I thought that was going to be completed down there.
Yeah, Trenton Kimmy did a great job of reaching out, trying to get his hands on it. And I really thought after that spectacular touchdown pass or touchdown reception he had early on that he was going to be able to haul that one in. Instead, the ball just gets away from him. But for the Tigers, you're going to look up at the clock and realize that we are under 8 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Indeed, we are. 14-0. Atchison County in front, but JCN has bent. It did not break, and they've gotten the football back. Here they'll come, first and 10, their own 40-yard line now. So we see what the Tigers plan, at least early in the second half, has been. I think a little more conservative than they were early on. Now, we'll see if J.C. maybe has to open up, trailing by a couple of scores here. Three receivers to the right side. Quarterback Blake Fowler. Looking right, throws right, has a man. It's going to be McAfee, catches at the 45, spins across the 50, picks up a Charger first down. J.C. at the Atchison County 48-yard line.
Creighton Bowerly, along with Justin Vesser, were able to make the stop on the play. But for JCN, I like it. Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands fast. Get it out there to your speedy guys in space and let them make a play out there.
Again, with 3-1 side, what you do is use that wide side. One guy catches, two guys get in front of me blocking. They're going to drop back to throw, looking to the left, looking to the left. Fowler's going to throw over there. He's got a receiver and trying to come back where it was McAfee, but the pass was thrown well short, and it's probably better that he let it hit the ground. It'll be an incompletion, 2nd and 10, JCN at the Tiger 49-yard line. 7.5 to go in the third quarter, still a Tiger lead of 14-0. JCN looking to try to get their offense rolling, an offense that rolled up huge yardage and a lot of points just a week ago. McAfee wide to the left side. Also going to the left side. For JCN, is that going to be Cameron? Cameron Seavers over there.
So they're going to bring McAfee back to the near side, go trips to the left.
Quarterback looking left. There's your screen. And tell you what, he was going to throw it in the middle, and he was looking for Grady Noel. But Tyler McCray, had Grady caught that, it would have been like just a huge collision.
Yeah, he was going to be swallowed up right there. Tyler McCray did the right thing. As an offense, or as a defensive lineman, if the offensive lineman turns and doesn't block you, there's a reason. Stop, turn around, find the lowest number around you. He's probably the intended receiver. Good job right there by the big junior, Tyler McCray for ACCHS. I've been really impressed with his play right now, holding down the center of this 34. We talked about JC running a 43. ACCHS runs a 34, and they can do that if they've got a stud nose, and that's what Tyler McCray is right now.
So now it is a 3rd down 10. QB is back in trouble, throws that over the middle. It's going to be caught, a gain of about 3 or 4 as the catch by Calvin Manville was nicely done, but not enough with Easton Schlitzbaum coming out of the linebacker core to make that stop. And now for the Chargers, it'll bring up a 4th down 7 at the Tiger 45, and I suspect a punt coming up here.
Yeah, they're going to bring the punt team in because, again, you're down 2 scores. You don't really want to see ACCHS with the ball in a short field. Try to make them work for it a little bit.
Justin Vesser was way deep, but now look at him running up. The Tigers are not buying this punt at all. They've got no one back. They brought everybody back up, and now they're going to drop back. Here's the snap. The kick is away. Another very nice kick. Tigers are just going to let it bounce. It'll bound at the 15. Tiger or Charger bounce to the 10-yard line. That's about as good as you're going to get it right there.
The third punt of the night for JCN turns into a beauty, and ACCHS going to be looking for a long field right here. They're going to mark this thing down about the 11-yard line. So
in the second half, we're about not quite 6 minutes in, the field position battle has been won for the Chargers, but that's not changing matters on the scoreboard where Atchison County still got that 2-touchdown lead.
How about the Phoenix at half leading Sumner? 26-14. What is Sumner? The Sabres, right?
Correct. The Sumner Sabres. 1st and 10. Tigers with the second offensive possession of the second half. Handoff is going to go to the running back. Schlitzbaum will angle over to the right side. He's going to be hit. Pushing forward. The line continues to surge. It's still riding forward. And a play that I thought was going to pick up a couple of yards is going to end up picking up a little better than that, as they're going to spot him up closer to the 15-yard line.
You watched a little bit of that Thursday night football game last night, probably.
I did a bit of it.
And do you agree with Chris Collinsworth in his, you know, assessment of the scrums in football in the last 2-3 years have just gotten a little out of hand, right? Like, anytime you start pushing, you're going to allow that scrum to happen, pick up 2, 3, 5, 7 yards.
Kind of like rugby, and my only concern is always the welfare of the player who's in the middle of that, because somebody gets hurt because of that. Here's your 2nd down call, and the handoff will go into the middle of the line, and it's going to be short yardage. JCN
I was thinking that JCN had done a great job getting to the outside because I was feeling that Lee was going to keep the ball, but at the last moment he handed it off. And the defensive line and inside linebacker did a really strong job of plugging that up. It'll bring up a third and five.
Mason Weiser, the first guy in the middle right there, a big senior, nose tackle four. JCN makes a stop on the play. It will now bring up a, it's called third and four, but again, clock is rolling here in the second quarter, or the second half.
Tigers with the football, cornerback will keep it himself, cuts back, and he is going to be brought down at the ankles and lose yardage back to the 15 yards.
That time, Ethan Knoll did a great job of just knifing through there, taking the pegs out from underneath the quarterback. And now ACCHS scrambling around a little bit on the far sideline. They are going to bring in, how about this, the punt team for only their second punt of the evening.
And this time JCN is going to back way up all the way to the 50-yard line. They should come out of this still with some outstanding field position.
See, and I think
punter standing at the five.
I think you go after the punter right here.
He's looking up at the far sideline, and I don't know if Tigers, we don't have enough personnel in there. They're running around, and are we going to get a timeout, or what are we happening here?
If you're going to do anything, take the penalty.
They're down, and they're counting it, and now they're going to take that timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with 4:15 to go in the third. It remains Tigers 14, Chargers nothing.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, the team's taking a timeout, having a little bit of a powwow, just what they're going to do. And there's a whole lot of thinking going on, Gus, right now on those two sidelines.
Yeah, ACC just burned that timeout. I'm not really sure why, because, again, fourth and five, fourth and ten, what's 5 yards if you're going to punt the football? So you kind of wonder if maybe they're cooking something up or just making sure that they have enough guys to everybody's on the same page. JCN is looking for a big return right here. They're going to send back two return men. They're going to send back Connor Kearns on the far side. On the near side, you're going to see Carson McAfee.
A couple of guys with outstanding speed.
They're plenty deep.
They are. Punter standing at the 5-yard line. Takes it at the shoelaces. Kicks away. Is wobbly. Not very deep. It'll bounce. It'll take a Charger bounce and go out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So for JCN, got another possession that they will begin in Tiger territory just like the last one. They must take advantage here because tick-tock, man, the clock is going.
Yeah, you know, and JCN's defense has come out of the locker room playing really well. The first possession for the Tigers ended in downs. The second one, they force a punt for JCN, though. You've got to get the offense rolling. And right now the Tigers have done a really good job of taking away what JCN wants to do.
Cameron Seaver is going to be the receiver wide to the left side for Jefferson County North. Quarterback Blake Fowler. Blake's found his receivers really covered well by this Tiger defense. Motion will come to the right side. Wrap around handoff. There's a bit of a hole straight up the middle to the 40 to the 35, 30. Drag and tackle 25. Look at him go to the 24-yard line. Connor Kearns, a great run. And Matt Worley finally able to manhandle him to the ground. That is the best run of the night for Jeff North.
And now we're going to have two players get mixed up in the backfield. And I think a helmet got caught up on a pair of shoulder pads, but the official's going to get it all straightened out. But a great run right there for JCN on first down. It's going to net them a first down. The ball will be marked inside the 25 at the 24. And again, JCN just kind of getting back to the basics and just trying to get the offense rolling.
And again, that old conventional wisdom, if you're going to throw the ball, pretty much you need to be able to run the ball first. And the Chargers did that there. 3.5 to go in the third quarter.
Chargers with the football, maybe their best field position of the game. Motion will come to the right side again. Two running backs, the handoff. It's going to be the same play, the same way. This time it's going to be stopped after a gain of about three or four by Trenton Kimmy. And again, Connor Kearns is the ball carrier for Jeff North.
Trenton Kimmy, we talked about the middle linebacker, 6'1", 185-pound senior, doing a nice job. Right now, between he and Tyler McCray, yeah, I think those two guys are leading the Tigers in tackles here tonight. We are now under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
And again, for JCN, need to put some points on the board with this possession because you're only going to get, what, a couple of more? Three at the top?
The problem is, yeah, these possessions are taking longer than the ones did in the first half.
One receiver each way. And again, they'll motion right. QB's back to throw. Hit as he releases. He's got a man in the end zone. Touchdown, Jeff North! Over-the-shoulder catch by Ethan Noel up the hand of Blake Fowler. Fowler was really being chased, paid the price, hit immediately as he released the ball by Easton Schlesbaum.
21-yard touchdown pass right there for Fowler. And can I tell you, if he holds on to the ball for half a second longer, he gets sacked. Great job. He didn't ever feel that pressure coming off the blind side.
Now it's PAT time, and we'll see what JCN does. So they are going to run this, first things first. Not a kicking PAT team. They will go for two. Getting their first points of the ballgame here. Wide to the left side is going to be McAfee. Slot to the left side is going to be Kearns. Tight end and wing on the right side. Very long count. Quarterback is back. Timing pattern over the middle. It's going to be batted away and incomplete. We've got a timeout on the field. The PAT is going to be knocked to the ground by Creighton Bowerly. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down at 2:34 to go in the third quarter in Winchester. It's now Atchison County 14, Jeff North 6.
Amberwell is only offering one drive-thru flu shot event in Atchison this year. It'll be on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Drive-thru flu shots are quick and convenient. Stay in your car, roll up your sleeves, and get protected against the flu. Flu shots will also be offered at both upcoming Amberwell Community Health Fairs, October 1st in Hiawatha and October 15th in Atchison. Register online for a flu shot event near you at amberwellhealth.org.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. We're in Riley Field this evening for Northeast Kansas League action as JCN has got on the board. It is now 14-6 ACCHS, but a nice possession right there for the Chargers, and it was capped off by a 21-yard touchdown pass from Blake Fowler to Ethan Noel. The two-point came up unsuccessful. The Tigers will send their kick return unit out. Back deep is going to be Justin Besser and Ty Crawlin. For JTN, to put a toe to it, is going to be the guy who's plays in the defensive line. He's your center. This is Abraham Noel, the sophomore. So Noel puts a foot to it. It's going to be fielded at the 35. Just works straight up the field to the 40 to 45-yard line. Was an up back for ACCHS on the return. That was going to be Matt Worley with the return. Tackle for JCN. Let's give it to Bryson Drury, a junior linebacker. It's going to be first and 10 now for the ACCHS offense. Last time the Tigers had the ball, they finished in a punt that set up that JCN touchdown. Tigers have had the ball twice here in the second half. Haven't been able to get anything going. The first one ended in down, second one in punt. Here we go for the third possession of the second half. The quarterback's going to be in the shotgun with the running back to his right. Now he's going to motion him to the left side. They're going to go trips to the right, two now to the left as they'll motion the running back out to the slot. Quarterback Bryson Lee takes the snap. He's going to turn. Just a little player pass out into the flat. It's going to be caught there by Justin Besser. He'll push up past the 45 near midfield before he's bumped out of bounds by the JCN defense. Over there for the Chargers, Connor Kearns with the stop. The officials are going to mark this thing down at the 50-yard line, give them 5 yards on the first down pass. We are down to 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Tigers taking a lot of time now. Bryson Lee walk over, get the play call from head coach Alex Thornburg. They're going to take Beeson Schlitzbaum, put him in the slot to the left. Quarterback all alone in the backfield, that's Bryson Lee. The center is Aiden Lott. The snap is back. Bryson just going to take the snap, lower his head, push forward. He's to the 45-40. 35 bumped out of bounds, just shy of the 30-yard line. A big run right there by the quarterback, Bryson Lee. And it will be another first down for the Tigers. But again, this has been a get back to basics type possession. That time Bryson Lee cleared the backfield, took the snap, never even faked like he was going to throw it. It wasn't really a draw. It was just a design quarterback run to lower the head, push forward, pick up the first down. They're going to mark this inside the 35 down to the 34. Tigers with the ball and minute 15 left here in the third quarter. Quarterback signals for the snap. He's going to get it. He's going to push forward. Nowhere to go. They're coming up to make the stop for JCN. You're going to have Zachary Toole, the junior, was the first guy there. A loss of one on the play. It's going to bring up now a second and 11 for the Tiger offense. This possession, they've done a great job of being able to put their head down and just push forward, push forward. That time, Toole was able to fill the hole, get up there, stop the run, a loss on the play. And for ACCHS, depends how patient they want to be here. Really, probably only have to run one more play here in this third quarter. So Bryson Lee, the quarterback, again, this has been a standard in this possession of a clean backfield. To the right, to the left. Quarterback takes the snap, drops back. He's looking deep. Instead, he's going to check underneath. It's going to be caught over there by Colton Myers, the 6'3" senior, caught the ball over in the flat. He's going to be bumped out of bounds after a gain of four. Let's call it third and six. First time tonight we've seen Colton Myers catch a pass. He's bumped out of play. It's going to stop the clock with 14 seconds, so the Tigers will have to run this third down play. But not a bad deal, though, for Alex Thornburg, because it will also, if you don't get it, it's going to give him a chance to take the break and talk about it. Quarterback takes the snap. He's going to follow some blocking around the right side. Easton Schlitzbaum puts down a block. Quarterback lowers his head, powers forward, picks up the first down with 5 seconds left here in this third quarter of play. Nice job by quarterback Bryson Lee, just following the lead block of his sophomore running back, Easton Schlitzbaum. And as we roll the clock down, that will bring us to the end of three quarters. Joseph, let's take a timeout. Timeout coming at the end of three quarters is ACCHS 14, JCN 6.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
As we come back here to Winchester, Kansas, this is Northeast Kansas League action. ACCHS with the football, with the lead, 14-6 here as we are getting set for the fourth quarter. The third quarter, a little cleaner, fewer penalties, but it was a rapid moving second quarter. A quarter where we saw JCN only possess the ball twice, ACCHS with two possessions working into the third possession right now. So you want to sit down and you want to crunch the numbers. If all holds true, JCN has two possessions left in this ball game. So again, they can't afford to give up a touchdown right here to the Tigers, but the ACCHS offense has looked really good on this possession. They are moving the ball. They are now down inside the 25. The ball will be first and 10 at the 23-yard line. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. We're going to have it live for you. Ravens hosting the Peru State Bobcats. Should be a fun one, but we're going to have an exciting last 12 minutes of play here in Winchester. ACCHS is going to have quarterback Bryson Lee in the gun. He's going to turn, hand it off to his running back, Easton Sussbaum. Sussbaum looking for a gap. There's nowhere there. As R.B. Tweed, the defensive lineman, did a great job of filling the gap and stopping Easton for no gain on the play.
Can I make a suggestion?
Good.
If you make sure that nothing falls on anyone's head, you slid that window open. It's 86 degrees cooler outdoors.
Yeah.
Just throwing that at you. I don't know if you'd be able to tell.
Yeah, maybe not.
It won't get hurt.
So the Tigers now looking at a second and 10, 11:20 left in the contest. Quarterback Bryson Lee is going to take the snap, flare it off into the left flat. It's going to be handled there by Vesser, and he is going to be met abruptly after about a yard gain on the play. Jason coming up to make the stop on the play, and that's going to be the junior, Elijah Huff, playing that defensive end on the far side. It'll now bring up a 3rd and 9 for ACCHS. And we were talking about this just a moment ago, how the third quarter was played really cleanly. Jason only had 2 possessions of the football. They're really going to have to hold ACCHS here on this one.
No, they can't afford to give up another score.
So the Tigers, with a lot of guys running all over the place, now they're going to settle with trips to the right side. 2 to the left, quarterback by himself in the backfield. This has worked best for them on this possession. Quarterback, as he goes forward, he's going to be met quickly and thrown to the ground. Abraham Knoll comes through for the JCN defensive line. And a big stop on third down.
Remind me never to ask you to say anything if I don't want hex, because as soon as you say that, he got buried back. I don't know. What happened? Did somebody miss a block, or did the defense just have that thing so well diagnosed that they anticipated?
Yeah, I think the defense really figured out what ACCHS has been trying to do in the third quarter. And that time, they were going to sell out that Bryson Lee wasn't going to beat him on that play, and he didn't. So now here we go. 4th and 14 for ACCHS. Quarterback Bryson Lee in the gun. He's going to have Easton Sussbaum to his left. A little high snap, drops back, looking to the left now. He's going to think about throwing it. Now pull it back, run to the sideline. A late pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Incomplete. We have a turnover on down.
Tell what Bryson Lee did there. Because if you're a defender, you just hate it. If you're a fan of the offense, you're thinking, you know, what a brilliant play. He's running full tilt toward the sideline. As a defender, you're kind of torn. Do I hit this guy? Is he going to step out, and then I'm going to be hit, you know, charged with an out-of-bounds hit? And just as he's riding that sideline and ready to step out, he throws that ball 30 yards downfield.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you feel like you got to hit him, but you're afraid to hit him.
Tony, you're kind of dance with the line right there.
And the Chargers are going to take over, trailing by a score. Handoff is going to go into the right side, crossing the line of scrimmage, the 35-yard line, and end up close to the 30-yard line, picking up about 5 yards on that first down run.
Canyon Toll comes up and makes the stop right there for ACCHS. And do you feel momentum maybe a little bit starting to roll the way of the Chargers?
And for JCN, you don't have to be in any rush. 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Here's a handoff straight ahead running, 35, first down near the 40-yard line. And the Chargers just have found themselves.
Yeah, again, just getting back to basics, right? They're running the ball in the middle. That time, Easton Sussbaum with a big hit for ACCHS, but able to move the sticks and keep this drive alive. And for JCN, this will be their 3rd possession here in the second half.
First half of the run, 40-yard line. Again, they're going to wrap it around, and here it goes, 45. Cutting across at the 50, down to the 45 on the other end, a 15-yard gain. The middle ball pops loose late. Is it down? I thought maybe they were going to call this thing a dead ball as it was run up field by Connor Kearns.
I think JTN was able to cover it back up. Now, there is a penalty marker at the 50-yard line. I'm not sure if it's a penalty or if tried to throw a beanbag. And
when it's all said and done, they're going to say it is Charger football, and it is going to be at the 47-yard line, 48-yard line. It is a 1st and 10. JCN, and now the penalty, you're right, it's a marker, it's a hold on the Chargers. That can be a drive killer.
Yeah, so it's only going to back them up. They're going to say it happened at the 50, it'll move them back to the 40. They're going to be looking at a, 1st and 9?
Yeah.
So,
want to know what else JCN is not doing in the second half? And I don't want to hex them either, but they're not turning it over.
I was going to say they're not really throwing the ball downfield yet.
Yep, but that will come as soon as you establish that running game. Speaking of passing, wide to the left side receiver Carson McAfee had a huge catch earlier in the ballgame for the Chargers on his first down 9 call. Here they come. Motion will go to the right side. It's going to be Manville. QB will hand off straight in the middle, bouncing off now, looking for a spot, getting straight ahead and picking up some tough yards, 3-4 yards, just dancing straight ahead. And it's going to be a tackle by Kimmy and Lee for the Tigers. Second and a half a dozen. Quickly, JC and is back to the line of scrimmage. You're wasting no time. Handoff is going to go the same way. Back across the line of scrimmage, across the 45-yard line, Connor Kearns. Connor has really become the workhorse in this offense in the second half.
Yeah, and another stop right there for Trenton, Kimmy, and Bryson Lee. Now, JC and offensive line quickly back up over the football, but you're looking now at a third and, let's call it a long two right here.
At the 47-yard line of the Chargers, JC and has the ball. Again, the go motion, right, the ball of the right hash mark. Same play, same way, same running back, same result. Another 5 yards and a first of 10. They'll advance the sticks to the 50.
Yeah, great job by JC and just working off the right side, running behind Mason Weiser and Grant Furman.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that if you have a successful play, you can just keep running it over and over and over again?
Yes. Run it till they stop it.
Well, that's what the Tigers have not done on this series. The ball now at the 50. First and 10, Jeff North. Again, with motion to the right, it's Manville. This time they're back to throw. QB looking right, throwing right, has a man downfield, and it's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. And they're going to say, no, he's out of bounds.
Yeah, what happened was he had the ball, but then Matt Worley reaches in at the end in a heads-up play to just separate the receiver from the ball. An incomplete pass will stop the clock. Something we haven't seen a whole lot here in the second half. With 7:16 left in the ballgame and 2:10. Second and 10 now for JCN. But again, they are quickly back up over the football. They like what's working for them. You know what I really think? They like this defensive front they're seeing from ACCHS. They don't want to allow them to switch out of it.
Tell you what we're also not seeing. Blake Fowler coming over and talking to coach between each play. Now he's getting it telegraphed in way out in the middle of the field and quickly back up over the line. Here's a handoff straight ahead to the 50, down to the 45-yard line, putting his head down, driving the stack forward, picking up about 9 on a second and 10 call. It'll bring up a third down 1. Now at the Tiger 41-yard line.
Matt Worley along with Trenton Kimmy make the stop on the play. You talk about it, though, a third down now for JCN. If I'm ACCHS, there you go. They were able to get Tyler McCray back in the middle for their defense.
Third down 1 at the 41. The quarterback will take it right side, first down to the 38-yard line. Now, I have another question for you. At this point in the game, is JCN beginning to fatigue that Tiger front?
Well, okay, so let's talk about what was happening, because ACCHS was actually able to rectify it on that last play. Tyler McCray had been out, and the Tigers hadn't had a chance to move him back into the ballgame. Now, they had a little bit of break, got Tyler McCray back into the middle, and he has been just a game wrecker in the middle.
First and 10, inside the Atchison County 40-yard line. Now the quarterback's going to keep it himself. He'll duck straight ahead and pick up another 5 or 6.
That time for the Tigers coming over to make the stop on the play. You're going to have Canyon Toll. But a nice pickup on first down will send him with second and let's call it 5.
Blake Fowler is not typically a runner. But again, in the best interest of mixing up the offense a little bit and keeping the ball on the ground. And again, because they've done nothing outside the tackles here in this series. 6 minutes to play in the game. Midpoint of the fourth quarter. JC and trailing by a touchdown, driving the football inside the 35-yard line. Back to throw. Fowler mishandling the ball, and now he's just going to throw it away. He was juggling it, bobbling it, couldn't get a handle on, and we're not going to get a penalty back there. I thought we would.
The officials are going to talk about this for a second. They're going to say there must have been a receiver somewhere in the area. I'm sure if I saw it, but a big break right there for JCN is going to bring up now a 3rd and 5 for the Chargers.
34-yard line is the line of scrimmage. They're going to throw again, lobbing it over to the left side. It's going to be caught there. He got a block, gets it down to the 30-yard line. He is short of the first down. He needed the 29.
That time coming over to make the stop, Bryson Lee and Canyon Crossland. It'll bring up now a 4th and 1 yard for the Chargers with 5:39 left in the game.
JC and going to leave that offense out there. The ball is just nosed up to the 30. They got to get it down to the 29. It's a 4th down and a full yard. 5:39 to go in the game. 14-6. Atchison County in front.
Now, JC does have all 3 of their timeouts, and wouldn't be a terrible spot to use it right here.
They're going to have a back on either side of the QB now. They're going to take it. We're going to take a break, Joseph. 5:39 to go in the game. Time out of the field. Tigers 14, Chargers 6.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Welcome back to Winchester, Kansas. Gus, you're making an interesting observation for Jefferson County North. We're down at 5:39 to go into ball game, and this, and it's been an excellent possession, but this is their first touch of the ball in the fourth quarter, and it could be their only touch of the ball in the fourth quarter.
Do you know what this game reminds me of a little bit? I feel like it's last year when we were at Jackson Heights with JCN,
absolutely,
right? And JCN just couldn't do a whole lot throughout the game. Then that final possession, they were able to walk all the way down the field, score right at the end, and come away with a big victory. Right now, looking to do the same. For ACCHS, you can sell out a little more knowing that JCN cannot take the lead from you. They can only tie at best case.
Charger fans on their feet. It's a fourth down and a long yard. Receivers each way. QB is back to throw. They're going to throw this down. He's falling away, and this pass is intercepted. And he'll probably lose a yard on that. I'm really surprised they elected to throw that ball.
But did you see who was in the backfield? It was big Tyler McCray to put all that pressure on Blake Fowler. Blake had to let go of it a little sooner than he wanted. Bryson with the interception. Now, the Tigers have a defensive lineman that's a little slow to get up.
Yep, they'll take a little bit of a look at him, and we're going to take a break. Joseph, taking a timeout here. 5:29 to go in the game. It remains Tigers 14, Chargers 6.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back to Riley Field here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas. The ACCHS defense bent and bent, but did not break. They've gotten the football back. And leading it by 8, they have it first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. QB is going to keep it, slide right, cut it up. It's going to come back, and then some. Penalty markers all over the place. We've got to hold. Sometimes the running back gets a guy bigger than him, and he can't quite stop him, and so you kind of get a hold of him a little bit, and that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, and your holds are going to be called as you go outside the tackle box, right? Because, again, it's a lot easier. It's a little cleaner out there for the officials to see. And so that.
So, wait, you're not saying that there's less holding in the middle? You just say you can't see it so easy?
You don't see it as well, right? So the holding against ACCHS and JCM will elect to back them up. But, again, the Tigers will get another shot at this and be able to run a little more time off the clock. Both teams, 2 timeouts remaining. ACCHS with the 14-6 lead, 5:23 left in the contest. And, again, we're rolling the clock down, now 5:20.
Fans from both teams, I'll tell you what, they're all on the edge of their seats right now, on both sides, in great crowds.
Look at Bryson Lee. He's now looking to the back judge, waiting for him to start counting it down.
Very smart play. Tigers utilizing all the time that they can. And the QB will keep it himself. He will duck into the middle, grab at the midsection. And, wow, the first defender was there and waited for a very long time to get any help to make that tackle on Lee.
Coming over to make the stop. You got a big cricket right there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, coming over to make the stop right there for JCN, you're going to have but Elijah Huff on the play. Also getting in there, Braden Williams.
But the clock is a big problem for the Chargers. We're at 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Have these two halves been totally different or what?
No, night and day. We kind of talked about it a little bit, that there's been fewer penalties here in the second half. But for ECCHS, that big hold is a penalty that's going to knock you back.
This time the QB is going to hand off to his running back, and Schlitzbaum finds absolutely nowhere to go.
Jeff's going to utilize his second timeout.
You like Marshall? Isn't that the Green Wave? That's what they looked at right there. Taking another break, Joseph. JCN trying to conserve some time here in the waning moments of the ballgame. 4:05 left to go. It is still Atchison County, 14, JCN 6.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, Joseph back in the studio doing a splendid job. That's an adjective that is too seldom used. Splendid.
Splendid.
Happy to have you along here. The two teams huddle up around their respective coaching staffs. Well, Gus, I've talked to coaches over the years, and they will tell you that when your team's way ahead, you know, you look down, the head coach is saying, you look down there, all those assistant coaches are full of brilliant ideas, and they're all in there bubbling, and they're all like trying to tell you something. And you get down to a point in a game like this, the head coach looks around for his help, there is nobody but him. It's like, it's all on me
it's
now.
It's all on you. So ACCHS, this possession started with a Bryson Lee interception, and for ACCHS, it's really only their first possession of the fourth quarter. The last one bled over third to fourth.
Haven't seen the Tigers throw the ball much, and earlier we saw them with great success going to Worley. QB back to throw this time. Lobs it over to the near side, and it's going to be caught. Breaking one tackle. Can't get another tackle, and up to the 30-yard line. He could have been tackled for a big loss. He was tackled instead for a short gain.
Yeah, and if he looks up, he had Matt Worley running on a skinny post right there, wide open over the middle of the field. But if you're ACCHS, you did what you wanted. You forced JCN to burn their third and final timeout.
We're going to hang out to it right here, Joseph, as we've worn you just thin here this evening, I suspect. Let's see if there are any other scores that have come in. How about this? McLeod and Horton, remember a little earlier, Gus, as they were deadlocked at zero?
Uh-huh.
The deadlock continues now, 14-14 between these two teams. Troy was in front of Valley Falls at halftime by a 63-0 score. And how about Nemaha Central and Royal Valley? We talk about how good Nemaha Central is. That game is in the books. And the Thunder over the Panthers, 71-15.
What, Jackson Heights was at Guy Galley Field tonight?
Correct.
Okay, into three, Jackson Heights Cobras leading Morehill Mount Academy 36-14.
So a handful of scores are beginning to trickle in. And ACCHS with a fourth down. Gus, looks like they're going to kick this thing away. Long count, ball snaps. It's on the ground. The punter's hit. He's down inside the 20-yard line. A poor snap. Unable to be fielded by Atchison County. And Ethan Dole rockets into the backfield. Hits the punter. Covers up the ball, and JCN, with no timeouts left, have the ball, first and 10, trailing by 8. And they are now deep in Tiger territory inside the Atchison County 20-yard line.
Wow, what a big play right there for JCN. We've talked about it as the second half has progressed. Momentum you feel like has been with JCN, and on that last possession, they were doing so good until the very end. And now JCN looks a little confused on the field, and they don't have any timeouts to burn. Out there, Ethan Knoll is like, hey, I'll block anyway.
Here come the Chargers and quarterback Blake Fowler. Single man to the backfield with him. Defense almost comes offside now. QB's back. Looking. throwing deep. Post pattern. Corner of the end zone. Drop. Incomplete at the midpoint of the end zone down the right side.
That time they were looking for the wide receiver there on the far side, working against Matt Worley. And Worley comes down a little funny as he's gingerly walking out there. So the incomplete pass will bring up now a second and 10, and I don't mind that for JCN, right? Take your shot early.
Matt's coming off the field. He's not got the wheels enough right now to make that coverage downfield, and so they're going to take him off for a minute and evaluate his circumstances, and that's going to have a whole different setup for the Tigers with a new defender and a much smaller.
They're going to bring Tyson Hewitt in, a 5'8" sophomore.
It's a second down 10 call. This time they're going to hand it off. Left side to the 20, to the 15, getting to the edge, out of bounds at the 10, but we got another marker.
Yeah, we're going to get a hold right as the JCM was looking to turn the corner. They're going to be at the 19, so this will back JCM back up to near the 30-yard line.
And I find it interesting. You got Worley coming back on the field, but look at him. He's just limping and hobbling. He cannot be the effective and a high-level athlete we've been accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, and basically what ACCHS is going to bank on is that Matt's 6'2", it's face mask against JCN. So that's not a bad one. That's only a 5-yard penalty. But they're going to bank on the size of Matt Worley out there at 6'2" and being able to hopefully just get a hand up and knock something away his side.
We're going to call this down a second down and about 13, make it 14 or so after the assessment of the penalty. It's going to go back to the 24-yard line. Chargers in Tiger territory, only 3.5 minutes to play in the game, and they trail by 8. That's not just a touchdown. That's a touchdown in 2.
It's a big deal there, that being up that full 8.
McAfee to the near side for Jefferson County North. Quarterback, quick wraparound handoff, and again, they're going to run to the left to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 13, maybe the 12-yard line. An explosive run into the left side of the line, and JCN racing up over the football. What a nice carry out there, and what a great lead block by R.B. Tweed, giving Grady Knoll that avenue. Bring up a second down 7. 3 minutes to go. Same play, same way, but this time, the big lineman you've been talking about all night got slipped the block. Tyler McCray with a tackle for a loss.
Yeah, Tyler McCray is just a game wrecker in the middle. I've been so impressed with him, and again, I don't have a vote, but if I did, he would be first team all conference after what tonight's been.
That loss is back to the 20-yard line. It is game time. It is 4th and 12. JC in at the 20.
The Tigers are going to burn this timeout.
We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. That's a surprise for me.
Yeah, there's two schools of thought. You want to make sure your defense is really ready to go, but for me, I'm saying, hey, I'm going to let that offense try to figure something out on the run. So, again, how many times do we see it in basketball? Do you call the timeout once you cross the timeline, or just let them roll with it and ACCHS says, okay, let's call the timeout?
For JCN, you got to be thinking what the strategy is here. For them, their very best play has been that run into the left side of the line. But that good play has only been good for 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, they need
7.
More than that, so that play may be off the board. And you're going to have to think about something else. The passing game has not worked for them very well tonight. So how creative must you get here?
And the reason the pass game hasn't worked well for them, ACCHS is so big on the outside, right? Bryson Lee at 6'1". Creighton Bowerly at 6'1". Matt Worley at 6'2". I mean, those are tough guys to go over the top of and make plays. So for JCN, you're going into the playbook. Do you have something fun that you like to run? Because 4th and 12 is just a little outside of where you've been on base all night. So, again, do you have something that you squirreled away for a rainy day? This is the time to pull it out. It came, who would have thought this, game 2 of this season. We've got a fantastic one here tonight.
Got to have something misdirection, something in reverse, something misleading that defense and giving them a little bit of daylight. Let's see what the Chargers have come up with. It is 4th down and 12. JCN at the Tiger 20.
Their best plays have been to the short side of the field tonight.
Right and left, and they're on the short, left is the short side now. Long count, motion out of the backfield. Quarterback Fowler's all alone, and he's back to throw. Setting up, going right, going to the end zone. The mismatch, juggled, bobbled. Is it caught? It is not. Charger fan with a pass interference call, and they will not get it.
Yeah, you had a lot of collision over there, but I think what happened was the defender turned around, lost his feet. The receiver tried to climb over the top to make a reception. When it's all said and done, I like the maybe the no call there. And for JCN, this is going to be one that stings a little bit. They're out of timeouts. The Tigers with 2:35 there are first down away from being able to ice this thing.
Yeah, and you could expect them probably to be fairly conservative. I don't think they're looking to score. I think they're looking to hang on and get back on the bus. When we're talking to the bus driver, we get him out of the hospitality room. They'll have that thing warmed up, and they'll be on the highway for long. Wide to the right side is going to come Matt Worley. And QB will run it himself, bounce into the middle, gets hit hard. He will pick up no yardage, but frankly, that's not what this drive is all about.
And if you're JCN right now, the thing you've got to have in your mind, get the football, right? Punch the football, hold the running back up, do your best to get at the football. And if you're ECCHS right now, it's all about ball security.
And now the official's going to stop play for a moment.
Got a JCN player that's a little slow to get up.
2:13 is what remains on the clock. Benedictine football tomorrow here on CARE. A 1 o'clock kickoff. And a, 12:30-ish pregame on CARE Radio. Conversation with Coach Osborne. Insights and analysis of coming into the ball game.
Do we know our halftime?
We do know our halftime.
Been catching up with some of the new coaches this year on the Raven coaching staff, so got a chance to know those guys a little better. So, 2nd and 11 now for ACCHS. We are under 2 minutes to play.
Clock rolling as the Tigers walk up over the ball, and quarterback Bryson Lee, again, out of that pistol. Long count, and did they run out of time?
Yeah,
they will take
like
the delay. That's when you get the full count of time that you're allowed. 1:42 to go. Now the clock will not start again until the ball is put in play. So you got that. And it will march this thing back down to just around the 10-yard line.
Okay, so if you're ACC, you're just starting to think ahead, right? Because last time you tried to punt the ball, it didn't go well, right? You skipped the punt back to your kicker, and it all went south. So now you got to start thinking about third down, how you're going to approach for fourth down.
Here we go. The snap back, quarterback's rolling left, trying to get to the edge, and he does. He'll turn it. He will be close to the first down. Not quite there, but he'll eat up a little yardage, and he'll eat up a little bit more time.
I'm going to say that he's going to get it. The official is going to stop.
Oh, I thought
it
fell short.
Is he? I don't know. I think he's right there. I think he's got it. They're going to bring in the stick. Brad?
Yeah.
Official's going to bring it in. So this is not... What, maybe the third time all season we've seen?
Yeah,
we're a few games in. It's more than I thought, but I don't know. It's going to be very close.
We get so few measurements anymore, not like in the old days. That's a short.
Yeah. Half a football. But now we're down to 78 seconds. And what, that clock will roll on the snap. Or on the
it will roll when the officials wind her up.
Ready
yeah.
for play.
Get those markers set once again. Jason makes a little substitution or two.
Here's the other thing that you got to think about. So many times you would say, get under center, take the snap, and push forward, right? Tigers haven't been under center all night, so you kind of wonder if that's even something they would think about.
They're
going to stay in the gun with Bryson.
Yeah, I bet they don't even practice that. Here's a snap. Bryson will go left. He'll pick up the first down, and the Tigers are going to secure a hard-fought road win here tonight.
So Bryson Lee able to run off the left side following Tyler McCray, Canyon Knoll. Those guys have done a great job of blocking all night. ECCHS going to come away 2-0. And JCN, talk about a hard-fought battle tonight. They're going to fall to 1-1 on this young season, and next week, they're going to turn their sights to, what, to Alma?
Yeah.
Where Waubunsee is, and they're going to get Waubunsee next week. ACCHS going to return to the friendly confines of Tiger Stadium on 9/16 as they will host Oskaloosa.
You know, that's a stone post capital of the world.
I do now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that. That's kind of the big thing.
I know about the black squirrels.
If you go out to Mercer County, there you go. Snap back. That's it. Final score in this one tonight in Winchester, Kansas. Atchison County Community High School, 14. Jefferson County North, 6. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Giant TV is here. Get the ultimate TV experience with Giant Communications. Stream hundreds of channels plus your favorite local stations from anywhere and on any device. No cable box required. You also get HD, DVR, replay TV, and more for free. Bundle and save with a Giant TV and internet package. So don't wait. Sign up today to start streaming. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to Winchester. The Tigers out in the middle of the field. Gus having a chat with the coaching staff. And for them, a very, very good game. They got everything they needed in the first half, and they didn't add to it.
Yeah, for ACCHS, they got a touchdown in the very first possession, a touchdown in their third, and then you look at the seven possessions in between. Wasn't a whole lot going on for ACCHS. They had a fumble, an interception, a punt. Then you had a turnover on downs, a punt, a turnover on downs. And the big one was the blocked punt there late in the ball game. JC, it looked like they were going to be able to go in and score and get the chance to maybe tie it up. But when it was all said and done, a 4th-and-12, they weren't able to connect on it. And ACCHS moves to 2-0. Bryson Lee with the 10-yard touchdown run. The two-point was good by Bryson Lee. Then a 35-yard pass from Bryson Lee to Trenton Kimmy had the Tigers on top 14-0 at the 10-20 mark in the second quarter. But in the third quarter with 2.5 minutes left, it was a 21-yard pass from Blake Fowler to Ethan Knoll. The two-point failed, and that was our final score tonight at 14-6. Next week, JCN on the road at Waubonsie, and for ACCHS, they're going to be back in Effingham as they will host Oskaloosa, and I feel like that might already be homecoming.
It is homecoming for the Tigers next week, and you know we talk about teams that continue to improve from game to game. I will right here state very clearly that not only will these teams be better next week, these teams got better in the second half tonight, both of them.
We saw so many penalties in the first half, so many turnovers. I think that whatever the message was for both of these coaching staffs at half, it worked.
It did.
Right? They were able to clean up the second half and not have as many penalties, not as many turnovers the second half. I felt finally had a little flow to it, a little momentum. But when it was all said and done, the Tigers moved to 2-0, and JCN will fall to 1-1. I'm telling you, two very good teams out here tonight.
No question about it. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us, and we encourage you to join us again tomorrow as it'll be Benedictine football. Pregame 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. And it's Community Day for the Ravens, Benedictine, and Peru State. Hope to have you joining us for that. Final score once again here this evening, Atchison County over Jeff North, 14-6. And until we reach you next time for our man, Joseph. Joseph, well done. Get on that bicycle and roll out here tonight. Be careful. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.